July, Marvin!
What, baby, don't put a sparkle on the couch. You can light the couch on fire.
But Marvin, it's America's 250th birthday. We have to sing a happy birthday!
Hey, Dad, can I go outside and shoot my pee-pee cannon into the sky and blow lights all over the sky's face?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to light fireworks. You can get hurt. You know, statistically, someone's going to blow their hand and fingers off today.
Well, how can I get hurt? All I want to do is set it down and then put my face over it.
Because then you'll blow your face off, Jeffy.
Oh. Fuck that hat.
Jeffy, listen, no one's going to be lighting fireworks because they're going to get hurt, and I don't want anyone losing any body parts. So if we're going to light fireworks, we're going to hire someone to do it.
But Marvin, what if he loses his hand?
I don't give a shit. I don't care if that person gets hurt. That's his job to get hurt. We're just going to be safe with fireworks because I don't want to lose a hand. I don't want anyone to think about this holiday every year about losing their eye or their face or their nose or...
Marvin, look, the news!
All right, listen, you guys watch the news. I'm going to call someone to light the fireworks.
What are you doing?
Breaking news, MK. The President of the United States is having a heart transplant so he can live forever. This is what he had to say about it.
Hello, my fellow Americans. As most of you know, I recently turned 80 years old, and I had a checkup at the doctor's office, and the doctor said that my heart's doing great. Quite frankly, could be the best heart he's ever seen. It's like a heart of a 20-year-old. But I want the heart of a 5-year-old. So what I'm going to be doing is having a heart transplant where they're actually going to take the heart of a 5-year-old, put it inside my heart, and I'll be able to live forever, essentially, quite frankly. It could be the longest. I'm planning on going for 3 terms. That's 3 terms, 2 heart, 1 Donald Trump.
Wow, the president's getting a new heart?
Do not hold launch tube in hand.
All right, I got Brun Guy. He says he's going to light the fireworks for us.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys are scared to light fireworks. You just light them with a lighter and run away like a sissy. It's not that hard.
Because we don't want to blow our hands off or get hurt.
You're not going to get hurt lighting fireworks. That never happens. They're the safest toys. What am I, Jason, Pierre, Paul? Now, come on, let's hurry up and light these fireworks. I got a surgery to go do. And it's somebody pretty important, but I can't tell you who because of HIPAA. It's the president. But I didn't tell you which president, though. It could be any of them. Maybe Obama? George W. Bush?
Is it Trump?
It's Trump! Oh my god, it's fucking Trump! I didn't say that though, it's HIPAA.
Okay, let's
hurry up and light these. Alright, let's light these fireworks. What are you guys doing?
We're gonna hide behind your car so we don't get hit by the fireworks.
Why are you guys being a bunch of weenies? What do you think this is, World War II? You think you're storming the beaches of Normandy?
Well, I just don't want to get hit by the fireworks, so we're gonna just hide behind your car.
Ugh, you guys are so lame.
All right, guys, if the firework falls over and starts shooting at us, you got to duck. What?
You said duck. Like, quack.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you guys ready to light up the sky like it's Hiroshima?
Yeah, very safely.
Oh, shit. I'm going to die. I'm going to die right here.
Wait, you see it? Wait, what's happening?
Oh, damn! Fuck! Holy fucking shit!
Oh, look at that! Oh, my,
look at that! Hell yeah! America!
I'm scared!
Oh, that was great! Oh, I love the...
It was so pretty!
I shit my pants.
Oh, I feel so alive. You have any more?
There's debris falling.
That's okay, that'll happen sometimes. You get any more?
There might be some in the house.
Hell yeah!
Again!
That scared... You guys weren't scared?
It was loud.
Oh, okay, so the only firework you had left that blows up is this cherry bomb, and I thought it'd be funny if somebody lights it and I throw it in that trash can over there.
Then what would happen to the trash can?
It's gonna blow up, duh.
Well, that's the neighbor's trash can.
Marvin, don't be such a square. Why do you gotta poop on my party pooper? Now somebody light it.
Okay.
Be careful, baby.
Okay.
Okay, let's throw.
No, I have an idea. Somebody go over there and open the trash can and I'll shoot it in there like a basketball, like I'm Kobe.
You don't have time to do that, the fuse.
I have time.
I'll do it.
But Jeffy, hurry. The fuse, it's going...
Shut up! It's a long fuse. We have all day.
No, we don't. It's...
All right, you're open!
Okay. Kobe!
Oh, fuck! Oh, I told you you didn't have time! Oh, are you okay?
No, God, my hand get blown off! Oh. I got to win!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! My hand got blown off!
Oh, my God, Marvin, his hand!
Yeah, my hand dragged me inside!
Oh, I told you it's going to happen!
You didn't tell me shit!
I said to shoot it.
Okay, my hand get blown off. I don't care anymore. Drag me inside!
Oh, come on,
drag me! Oh, my God, help me! Oh, God, my hands! My hands are gone, my hands!
Oh, you're hurting my ears.
Okay, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, my... hands are missing.
I told you to let go of the firework. It was going to blow up.
Do you think rubbing it in my face is going to help me get my hands back? Wait, stop touching me. I understand. I'm in so much pain.
Okay, well, what do we do? Like, can you get, like, a hand transplant?
No. It's the 4th of July. The list of hand transplant donors is, like, a mile long. This is the worst day to get hands.
Okay, well, like, you're a doctor. What would you suggest?
Oh, shit, you're right. I got to go do surgery on Trump. Come on. I'm not supposed to tell you that. Well, it doesn't matter. I can't do it anyway. I don't have any hands.
Oh, my God. That's like the most important surgery of your life.
Yeah, it is. Or it would be if I could do it, but I can't because my hands get blown off.
Okay, well, can we, like, replace your hands with something?
What about bowling balls?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm not going to end up like Billy Bowling Hands. I'll never be able to swim ever again.
When do you ever swim?
I swim in the bathtub when I dive for bath poise.
That's for babies.
Okay, now you're calling me names, too? You don't think I'm having a hard enough day?
Well, why don't you just replace them with bowling balls?
Why is that the only option? Why is that the first and only thing we could do is bowling balls?
You could replace them with sparklers.
No, I'm not going to end up like Sparkler Hands Spanky either.
Who?
What?
Sparkler Hands Spanky. He's this guy I worked at a car body shop with. He had sparklers for hands.
No, he didn't.
Oh, really? He didn't? Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you about him.
So I used to work at this auto body shop called Crash Bandicoot's Collision Center, and there was this guy named Spanky. Now, Spanky could fix any car, no matter how damaged it was. Herbie wasn't fully loaded until Spanky got his hands on him. One day, Spanky was jacking a car off the ground, and the car fell off the jack and crushed Spanky's hands. He had to get them amputated, so they replaced his hands with sparklers. When he got back to work, he tried to fix a car's gas tank, and boom, boom.
Whammo! And the whole place exploded, and Sparky died.
Spanky?
Oh, yeah, well, we called him Sparky after he replaced his hands with sparklers. But yeah, he died, and everybody else in there died, too. But I was on lunch break, so I was the only one who lived.
None of that happened. That did not happen.
Okay, you're gonna tell me what happened in my life? Okay, yeah, sure.
They did not replace someone's hands with sparklers.
Marvin, this is obviously a very traumatic story for him. I can't believe you're doing this.
Thank you. That could have been me in there.
You understand? Why would a doctor, a reasonable hospital, say, oh, he doesn't have hands? Put sparklers on his hands.
It was the only thing around.
Hey, would he rather have no hands?
No! He loved the 4th of July.
God, I hate your stories.
Okay, well, it looks like I have no choice but to replace my hands with bowling balls.
Would you rather just have nothing on your hands?
Marvin, it's a tough day for him.
Okay, I got bowling balls for hands. This one's 15 pounds and this one's 25.
Why'd you choose two different sizes?
So my right hand will be stronger. Listen, I can't pick things up right now, but in a few months, I'm gonna be jacked.
Why'd you choose bowling balls for hands?
You told me to!
I don't think I told you to.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Well, he told me to, and it was the only option.
What do you mean the only option? Just keep your hands nubs.
Well, at least this way I can go bowling.
No, you can't. They can't come off your hands.
I'll throw my whole body. It'll... like that.
Why?
I don't know.
If I lost my hands, I would just rather just have nubs.
It's a fucking ridiculous situation to be in. I agree, but this is what's happening now. It's too late.
I have a question.
Yes, you.
Why is your shirt ucky?
Oh, God damn it! It's because my wife spilled soup on it a while back and it won't wash off. End of story.
Don't you have to do surgery on the president?
Yes, I do.
Your hands are bowling balls.
I'm aware, and it's gonna be pretty hard.
Why? Then take the bowling balls off.
I can't now. They're on. They're on my hands. I can't do anything else.
How are they on your hands?
I put them on there, and now they're not... I can't pick things up. You think I'm going to be able to pry this off my hand?
How did you get your hand in the bowling ball?
It was a whole process, okay? I'm not going to walk you through it. I had to go to a bowling ball shop where they make bowling balls and have them crafted around my hand. Are you happy? Is that what you wanted to hear?
That's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. Thank you. I'm going to go do surgery on the president now.
How are you going to drive?
Oh, you're right.
Well, how do you drive without legs?
Oh, touche.
So no legs and bowling balls for hands.
Yeah, I know. It's quite a disability. Okay, I got it. Thank you.
All right, Mr. President. The doctor should be here soon.
You know, I could have been a doctor. Quite frankly, the best doctor anyone's ever seen. I was just too busy being too damn good at everything else, making deals and building buildings and fuck.
Hey, Mr. President, I'm here to do your surgery.
Are those bowling balls?
Yes, they are. Hmm. Okay, before we get started, I have to ask, have you had anything to eat since midnight?
Yes, I had a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with a hash brown and a Diet Coke. It was yummy.
Yep, that does sound good, but the problem is I can't do the surgery if you've eaten after midnight.
You want to know what really grinds my presidential nose?
What?
The goddamn Iranians keep blowing shit up in the Strait of fucking Hormuz. They're ruining my economy, and they're ruining my chances of getting reelected for a third term. 7-Eleven employees.
Oh, okay. Sounds like it's anesthesia time.
Oh, who's anesthesia? I hope she's got a fat ass and she can sit right here. Just
all right, Mr.
Ow! Right in the Kirk vein, damn! Yeah. Is that fucking Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, that is Mr. Magoo. It appears he's a big fan of your work.
Go on, Mr. Magoo, go on.
Okay, Mr. President, in about 25 seconds, you should start falling asleep.
Nothing can put me to sleep. I don't sleep. It's just me.
Okay, that was easy. Guess it's time to do the surgery.
Are those really bowling ball hands?
Yeah, they are.
Well, you better not hurt the president!
I will try, but my options are kind of limited. Susan, could you place the scalpel between my bowling ball hands?
All right, here you go, sir. You got it?
Oh. Nope. Oh, shit. Hey!
Start the surgery!
I'm working on it. Can't you see I'm talking here? Okay. Hey, Susan, would you mind doing the entire surgery for me, please?
Sir, I'm not qualified for that.
I have bowling ball hands. Do I look qualified?
Well, what are we supposed to do?
I don't know, but you have hands. That makes you qualified.
Start the surgery now!
Okay, fine. I'm starting.
Do I have my new heart?
Yeah, we did it. The operation was a huge success.
Oh, I feel younger already, and I feel like I'm in the mood for a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Yummy.
So how'd your surgery go?
I just kind of faked it.
I do that all the time.
Jesus Christ, Marvin.
You've never given a surgery.
Oh, Marvin. Poor Marvin.
I don't get it.
No, it's okay. I'm not going to explain it. That's fine.
So why do you come to our house after your surgery? Like, you have a home.
I thought you guys were my friends, but fuck me, I guess. That's cool.
How'd you do the surgery with bowling balls?
I didn't. Like I said, I faked it.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You're not a surgeon!
Oh, okay. All right, we're going in circles here. Listen, I think the only thing to do now is for me to kill a hitchhiker and take his hands.
Why?
Because I need new hands.
Go on the donor list.
It's too long.
Why a hitchhiker?
Because nobody will miss him, okay?
Or her.
Or I'm not taking a woman's hands, Marvin. That's fucked up.
That'd be soft.
That's sexist.
Well, okay, well, also they wouldn't fit the... Listen! I'm murdering someone. You guys are focusing on the wrong stuff.
How are you going to murder him?
I pack a hell of a punch now. It shouldn't be too hard. Okay, so if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go do this.
Marvin, you know, I think we've learned a really good lesson today, not to play with fireworks.
I said that in the beginning. I said, don't play with fireworks. They're dangerous. We shouldn't light them.
I don't remember that.
I said they're dangerous, and I said someone's going to lose their hand today. He lost his hand. You know what's crazy? Someone in the world right now, everyone's going to be shooting off fireworks in the world, and someone's going to lose their hands.
Wait, the rest of the world celebrates our Independence Day, too?
Do they not shoot fireworks around the world?
Well, the 4th of July is kind of our thing.
Wait, what is the 4th of July in London?
I mean, they have July 4th, but they don't celebrate our Independence Day on that day.
I thought everyone shot off fireworks.
In America, probably.
Well, someone in America is going to lose their hands, and probably someone in the world, too, is going to do something with their hand.
I mean... Brooklyn guy already lost his hand.
Someone else doesn't know they're going to lose their hand today. Just go check the news. Just type in fireworks hand injury. Someone's lost their hand today.
Aw, that's sad.
Yeah.
Junior, what are you doing?
Playing trains.
Can we play?
Yeah, sure. Play with whatever toy you want.
Ooh, I
want
to play with this dinosaur.
No, Joseph, you cannot play with this dinosaur.
Why not?
Because it's fighting over a football with Tom Brady.
Oh, I'll play with this dinosaur then.
No. You can't play with any of the dinosaurs because the dinosaur is trying to fight Tom Brady.
Well, can I play with this monster truck?
No, Cody, you can't play with the monster trucks. The monster trucks are trying to help Tom Brady. Can't you see he's struggling?
Dude, what can we play with then?
You can play with any toy you want except for the dinosaurs or the monster truck or Thomas.
Junior, can I play with this plane?
No, Cody, you cannot play with the plane. The plane's going to give Tom Brady aerial support.
Well, then what can we play with?
You can play with any toy you want except for any of these toys. Look, guys, I said you guys can have cookies.
Fine, I'll have a cookie.
Oh, get me a cookie, Cody.
Yeah, me too.
Junior, there's only one cookie left.
What, only one cookie left? Wow, guys, you ate all my cookies.
Well, I never even got one.
Me either, dude.
Well, since there's only one cookie left and it's my house, then I get the cookie.
No, Junior, we should share.
Yeah, we're your guests, dude.
Share? How about... Flip my germs.
I'm still gonna eat it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, how about we flip a coin, and whoever wins the coin toss gets the cookie.
But that's not gonna work, Junior. A coin only has two sides, and there's three of us.
Well, we'll get a three-sided coin, and then we'll flip that.
Well, that doesn't exist.
Well, we'll invent it, and then we'll sell so many three-sided coins that we'll make enough money to buy more cookies.
That's smart.
That wouldn't even work, like geometrically.
All right, guys, how about this? How about we ask Chef Pee-Pee who gets the cookie?
Okay, fine.
Chef Pee-Pee!
Wait, what do you want, Junior?
Well, me and my friends were playing toys.
He was playing toys.
Yeah, he won't let us play.
I'll let him play. They just want to play with the wrong toys. I wanted a cookie, and then we realized there's only one cookie left because they ate all the cookies.
No, we didn't eat all the cookies.
Well, look, Chef Pee-Pee, who should get the last cookie?
Why don't you just share the cookie?
Ew, sharing? Who shares cookies? Like, you're supposed to eat a whole cookie.
Well, I'll just eat it then.
Chef Pee-Pee, you're fat. You don't deserve a cookie. Go on a diet.
I'm not fat. You're the fat one, fat boy. Fatty McFat Fat. Ha, ha, ha.
But, guys, am I fat?
Well, you got a little bit of cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, you gained a little weight, dude.
Oh, okay, look, Chef Pee-Pee, just make an easy decision. Who deserves a cookie? Because obviously I think I do, since they ate all the cookies. I never got one.
Well, no, I didn't get a cookie.
Well, I never got a cookie.
You guys ate all the cookies,
and I want to get a cookie.
No, let me settle it. I got a solution. How about you just play the quiet game?
What's the quiet game?
Who's ever quiet the longest gets the cookie. How about that?
Well, oh, I can stay quiet.
No, Junior, I think it's going to be pretty hard for you.
Oh, yeah,
be quiet, dude.
No, guys, I bet I can be more quiet than all of you.
No, I can be pretty quiet, Junior.
No, I'm going to be the quietest kid ever.
No, I'm going to be the quietest.
I can be the quietest. I can be the quietest kid ever. I'm going to be the most quiet kid ever.
How about we start it now, then, huh?
Oh, okay, yeah, let's go on the couch and play the quiet game.
All right, guys, we're playing the quiet game, and if you talk, you lose. Go.
Wait, I got a question, Chef Pee-Pee.
Junior, you just lost. I just told you, don't talk.
Well, no, I got a question. You didn't ask if we had any questions.
What's your question?
Okay, what if none of us talk, like, ever? Like, what if we stay quiet forever?
Oh, man, I will be the happiest man alive. Ooh, let's hope for that.
Well, but like, who gets the cookie if none of us ever talk?
I don't know. Maybe I get the cookie still.
Okay, then I'm going to talk. I don't want you to get the cookie.
Look, how about we start it right now? Go.
I had one more question.
Oh, what's your question?
Okay, what if I have to poop?
Oh my God, it's too much information. God,
what if I have to be like, I have to poop?
Look, just raise your hand. How about that?
Okay.
All right, now let's go. Go!
He didn't do anything. He didn't say anything, Joseph.
Joseph eliminated.
All of you are eliminated. You're not supposed to talk.
What? But Joseph said, ow.
Well, all of you talked. You laughed. You hit him. He screamed.
Oh, but we had to tell you that Joseph talked.
Look, I'm out of here. I don't even care anymore.
Wow, guys. How are we going to find out who gets the cookie now?
Well, we could get some rulers and, you know, settle this like men.
What is he talking about?
He's trying to say who's taller.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'm pretty tall.
I would say I'm the average size down. I mean, I don't know. Oh, guys, I got an idea. How about you guys stay the night, and we stay up all night, and the person who stays up the longest gets the cookie.
Oh, we could do that. I can stay up till 1 a.m. I'm going to get that cookie.
Well, 10:30 is my bedtime, but I'm sure I can stay up longer than that.
Well, 9:30 is my bedtime.
Well, I can stay up till like 1,000 a.m.
But I don't think that's a time.
It comes after 9 a.m. It's 1:00 a.m.
What, you mean 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that. I can stay up till 10 a.m. 10 in the morning. I bet I can stay up longer than all you guys. So whoever goes to sleep doesn't get the cookie, and the guy who stays up the longest gets the cookie.
Okay, then. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's stay up all night.
Okay. All right, guys, let's play basketball to help us stay awake.
That sounds fun. Yeah, let's play basketball.
Well, shouldn't we be playing a game that uses less energy since we're trying to stay awake all night?
Well, you opening your big fat mouth must take a lot of energy, so stop talking. And popping all those pimples on your face, that must take a lot of energy, so stop popping all your pimples.
Good one, dude.
You, Junior.
All right, Joseph, shoot.
All right, dude, watch this. Ballin'!
My turn.
No, you don't get a turn. I shoot until I miss, and I never miss. Watch this. Oh, dude! I hate basketball!
Okay, I guess we won't play basketball. Guys, you playing all this basketball got me thirsty. Let's go in the kitchen and get some drinks.
Okay, I am parched.
I am so tired.
Hey, Chef Pee Pee, do we have any sugary sodas?
Yeah, they're in the refrigerator.
Wait, why?
Because we want to drink some.
Junior, your bedtime is 10:30, and that's going to make you stay up all night.
See, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stay up all night. See, whoever stays up the longest gets to eat the cookie.
Oh, that's stupid, Junior. Did you ask your dad?
I don't have to ask my dad. He doesn't care about me anyway.
Oh, look, those drinks are going to make you crash, Junior.
The only thing that can crash is cars, Chef Pee Pee. Come on, guys, look at those drinks.
God.
Oh man, I can't wait for some sugary drinks.
Whoa, dude, you have like every soda in the world.
Yeah, Junior, how do you afford all this soda?
My dad's a doctor.
No, he's not.
Well, he gets checks from the government.
Well, dude, that doesn't make him a doctor.
Look, we're rich and we spend all our money on sodas. Oh, look, energy drinks, Monster Energy drinks, 5-hour energy. Ooh, Red Bull, let's take all these upstairs.
Okay.
All right, guys, are you ready to drink all these energy drinks?
Dude, I'm so ready. Ooh, I want this Red Bull.
I want this Monster.
This seems like kind of a bad idea.
Do you not want the cookie?
No, I want the cookie. I just don't want to have a heart attack.
You're not going to have a heart attack, Cody. You can't have a heart attack until you're like 60 years old. I read it on the internet.
Okay.
All right, so guys, choose a drink you want.
Ooh, I'm going to get the Red Bull, dude.
I'm getting the Monster.
I guess I'll take a 5-hour energy.
Need help, Cody?
Yeah, I got it.
There's like a wrapper on the top.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the smart dude.
Yeah, do you want to get you like a knife?
No, I think I can just use my nails. Okay, maybe I do need a knife.
Okay. Here's a knife.
Thanks. Okay, I might be able to work with that. Oh, there we go. There we go. That's the stuff. Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's what Daddy likes. Okay. Ooh, that sounded good.
Joseph.
What, dude?
You getting tired?
Oh, no. I'm not tired at all. I can do this all night. You look tired, dude. Are you getting tired?
What?
You look tired, dude. You look like you're getting tired.
No, I'm not, tired. I'm not.
What, dude?
Cody fell asleep. He's not gonna get
He's not gonna get what?
What? He's not gonna get the cookie.
Where's a pillow? I need a pillow.
No, if you get a pillow, you'll fall asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
Me either.
Yeah.
You should go get a pillow for you.
Nope, you get a pillow for you.
You're the one that's gonna need a pillow, because you're tired. Hey, can you hit me with the air horn one time? I'm getting tired.
Hold up, let me get it.
Ow!
Yeah, that worked.
Don't do that anymore.
That's okay. It worked, though.
You didn't wake Curry so good. He doesn't get the cookie.
He doesn't need the cookie.
Okay, so I'm gonna lay down for a second. And I'm not going to sleep.
You're gonna fall asleep, dude. That cookie's mine.
No, I'm not gonna go to sleep. I'm just my head hurts, so I'm just putting it on the cushion for the. Oh man, that's comfy.
Your eyes are closing.
No, they're not. They're not closing. You look like you're falling asleep.
No, I could stay up all night.
I get the cookie. I stayed up the longest. Cookie, here I come. I get the cookie. Ha ha, guys, you fell asleep. Oh God, I'm so tired. Let me just say a prayer before I eat the cookie.
Idiots. Nothing but idiots. I told you they will fall asleep. This cookie's stale. What a waste.
What do you want to do today?
All right, guys. I've been on TikTok, and I gotta ask. Who would win in a fight? 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, the 100 men. Easily. There's 100 of them.
Right? They will overwhelm that stupid-ass gorilla.
Oh, yeah. Easy question.
Guys, I don't think you understand how strong gorillas are.
I don't think you understand how strong 100 men are.
Yeah, like muscular-ass bodybuilders?
Well, it doesn't matter. A gorilla's like 10 times stronger than the average adult man.
Okay, so it would only take 11 men to kill him, because if he's 10 times stronger, the 11th man would be too much.
No, I don't think you understand. A gorilla can bench press like 4,000 pounds.
Okay, wait. Well, I mean, I'm not asking your mom to fight the gorilla. Yeah, the gorilla would barely be able to lift your fat-ass mom. But listen, the question was 100 men or a gorilla.
No, my point is if everybody runs at the gorilla's going to flail around. He's going to start hitting people and ripping people apart.
Okay, but you understand. The first few men might die. They might get killed. They might get hurt. But all those people are going to start dogpiling that stupid-ass gorilla. And he's like, I'm dying. And then we snap his neck.
Mm. Well, now, you guys know gorillas bite, right? Like, their bite is stronger than a lion.
He can't bite all of them at once.
Yeah, he won't be able to bite them. When he's putting a full Nelson.
Ooh.
You're not going to put him in any kind of Nelson.
What if we call Liam Nelson? He has a certain set of skills. He can put him in a Nelson.
You mean Liam Neeson?
Yeah, he'll put him in a full Neeson.
No, there's not going to be any Neesons. The gorilla's going to kick their ass.
Listen, with the right roster of men, that gorilla's going down in 10 seconds.
Bro, I'm telling you, if we get John Jones, John Cena, John Travolta, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, and Papa John's, nigga, we unstoppable.
That's a lot of Johns.
And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, of course.
Why Kim Jong-un?
Isn't he a good-ass leader?
Yeah, he'll make sure that gorilla starves to death and never has any rights.
I thought this was a fist fight.
Okay, we'll also bring in Tom Hanks.
What, Tom Hanks? What does he know about fighting gorillas?
He voiced Woody in Toy Story.
He knows a thing or two.
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
I really want to meet him, and so would the gorilla. He'd be starstruck.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino. Foot-loving ass.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are just naming celebrities you want to meet.
Okay, let me just break it down how easy that gorilla would die. Listen, this is how it happened.
Okay, what would happen is the 100 men would circle the gorilla, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Stone Cold Steve Austin would be leading the group. Stone Cold Steve Austin would give the gorilla a Stone Cold Stunner, and The Rock would follow up with the People's Elbow. And then John Cena would come out of nowhere because he's invisible and give the gorilla an attitude adjustment. And then all the men all at once would jump on the gorilla and dogpile him. The weight of all the humans would be too much for the gorilla, and while he was laying down on the ground, the men would choke him out, and the ref would come out of nowhere and go, 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 it's over, it's over. The 100 men easily win.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better.
I like how John Cena's invisible. It seems like mostly you think these three wrestlers could kill a gorilla by themselves.
I mean, honestly, these three wrestlers probably could kill the gorilla. The other 97 men would just be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, and tire him out and shit.
Okay, let me tell you what would actually happen.
What would really happen is the gorilla would have a fucking field day. It would be like recess for him. The 100 men would run at the gorilla, and he would just swing his arms, knocking the men to the ground, and then he would jump on top of the men, crushing them and ripping their limbs off. He would never even give them a chance to dogpile on top of them, because he would be he's so busy swinging his arms and biting men's faces off. It would be easy claps for the gorilla.
My bad, dude. Your story put me to sleep.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your fiction bullshit.
Fiction? That's what would really happen. It would be a bloodbath. Do you guys know that gorillas can run up to 25 miles an hour and jump 10 feet forward?
And we got Usain Bolt for his bitch ass.
The fastest man on the planet. Mm-hmm. And we also have Steph Curry, the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Ooh, he gonna hurt his feelings when we shoot them threes.
Oh, my God. When he shoots a half court and swishes that bitch, that gorilla's gonna go, I'm done. I give up.
Walk out the damn gym.
Imagine if LeBron James one-on-one with the gorilla. It's over.
Okay. Easily.
Are we fighting or playing basketball?
Okay, think about this. Think about this, Cody. We literally have some of the biggest humans on the earth, like the most strongest men on the planet. Imagine the Eagles defense from the Super Bowl going after that gorilla. Oh, they'd bring his ass down. You saw what they did to Patrick Mahomes, right?
But Patrick Mahomes is not a gorilla.
The Eagles got to Mahomes without blitzing one time. It was 34-0 at one point.
Number one defense in the nation.
Okay, but that's football. This is a fist fight.
Okay, think about this. The 2014 Seahawks, the 2020 Buccaneers, and the 2024 Eagles all rushing that gorilla.
Oh,
done.
Bro, top tier.
Cam Chancellor from the Seahawks. Oh,
the legend himself.
Oh, my God. You got Von Miller from the Broncos. Done.
Bro, you're being greedy now.
I don't know who these people are.
Just know that gorilla be mincemeat if these grown-ass men just looked at that goddamn gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter because it's still a gorilla.
I don't give a shit. Cody, listen, think about this. Honestly, with a good leader, us three could take down a gorilla.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
But no, me as the leader.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, listen, Cody, think about this. We are humans. We have thumbs and fingernails and eyes. What does a gorilla have?
But it has muscles and fangs. It can rip people apart with its bare hands. They do that all the time.
It doesn't speak English.
Yeah, we have English. We can literally roast his mom.
We're not going to argue with the gorilla. It's just going to kill us.
And we hurt his feelings. I'd be like, oh, where'd you get those? You ain't got no sneaks on.
What are those, little bitch?
Yeah, can a gorilla hit the Kwan?
It cannot hit the Kwan, and it doesn't know what a Kwan is. It doesn't care.
Also, Cody, think about this. This is my plan. If all three of us went after a gorilla, this is how we take down a gorilla. Joseph would jump on its back and claw its eyes out, right? Yeah. And it's going, oh, I can't see. Then you kick it in the nuts. And then when it's on the ground, writhing in pain, we grab its head, all three of us, and we snap its neck. Ooh. Oh, my God. We pray in that gorilla around the town.
We would never even hurt the gorilla. They're so big, and they're so strong, and their skin is so thick.
Okay. Well, I could still bite it. It'd still hurt, even though you could bite his nuts.
I'm not going to bite a gorilla's nuts.
Aren't you into this, though?
Yeah.
Yet not one gorillas, though.
Okay, watch this. Let's go out in the woods, and if we see a gorilla, let's attack it.
Okay, we're not going to see a gorilla out in the wilderness in Florida.
I'm sure we will. Where else do you find gorillas?
I don't know. They live in, like, freaking Africa, Asia. I don't know.
Okay, and America. Oh, you just named off two countries that start with A.
Okay, one of those, they're not countries, okay? Let's go look for a fucking gorilla. Okay. Why not? Fuck it, we're not going to find one.
Guys, look! A real gorilla!
No way, dude! We actually found one!
Guys, the only reason I agreed to come out here is because I didn't think we'd actually find a gorilla. And now that I'm actually looking at one, I just want to go home.
Aw, man, come on, dude. Don't pussy out on us now.
Yeah, we have a plan, Cody.
Your plan is not going to work.
Oh, come on, Cody. If a few humans could fight back on United 93, then we can kill a gorilla.
They were fighting terrorists that were humans.
With box cutters? This gorilla doesn't have a fucking box cutter, Cody.
He doesn't need a box cutter. He has fangs and muscles.
Our plan is perfect. Joseph's going to jump on his back, claw his eyes out, and then you're going to kick him in the nuts, and when he's rolling on the ground...
Go on, Junior.
When he's rolling on the ground in pain from you kicking in the nuts, then we're all three gonna grab his head and snap his neck.
It's not gonna work, Junior. He's crazy strong.
Dude, my fingernails are sharp as fuck. I'm gonna scratch those eyes out.
Yeah, do it. Go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Ooh, it's about to be Harambe Part 2 in this bitch. Say bye-bye to the mind.
Somebody help, I can't
feel
my spine.
Oh, Joseph, claw his eyes out.
He's fucking killing him, Junior.
My fucking arm.
Well, that's because he ripped him off, Joseph.
Oh, kick him in the eyes, Joseph. Kick him in the eyes.
Fucking head.
All right, Cody, go kick him in the nuts.
Fuck that.
Wait, Joseph didn't die for no reason, Cody. Stick to the plan. Kick him in the nuts so he can snap his neck. Go.
Hey, Mr. Gorilla. Oh, what's that up there? Is that Winnie the Pooh? Oh, shit. Junior, it has a vagina! It's a girl gorilla! That's why it's called Gorilla Grip!
Cody, I'm so sorry. We didn't plan for a girl gorilla, but I have another plan. If you go up and suck on her nipples, she'll think that you're one of her babies, and not gonna be able to snap her neck.
Junior, she broke my ocular sockets and my nose with one fucking punch.
Well, look, you already took it like a man, right? You took it, man. You already got bitched, so you can go do it again, okay? Go suck those nipples.
Baby want milky. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I said you'd win.
Come on, Cody. You don't tell Charlotte, you're going to suck its nipples.
Junior, take me to the fucking hospital. It just ripped my hair clean off.
Oh, Cody, your injuries aren't that bad.
They're pretty fucking bad, Junior. My whole body hurts. I think it broke every bone in my body.
We're not giving up now, Cody. Joseph didn't die for no reason.
No, Junior, this is exactly when we give up. Look at him. It's drinking a bottle of water. She didn't even break a fucking sweat.
Oh, okay, listen, Cody. Here's what we're going to do to her, okay? I have a new plan.
No. No more plans. I'm not going back over there.
No, I'm not asking you to fight her anymore. I think you go up to her and tell her that we give up. Say she won, all right?
She's not going to listen, Junior. She's a fucking gorilla.
Listen, you're going to tell her that she won, and while she's distracted talking to you, shaking your hand, I'm going to jump on her back and claw her eyes off.
It's not going to fucking work, Junior. It's not going to fucking work.
Cody, just try. Just go tell her we give up. Go tell her we give up.
Hey there. So, you won. Congrats. I just wanted to tell you we give up now. So, yeah, you just enjoy that water. Yeah, I would actually love some water.
Sorry, Cody. Penelope texted me. I had to reply.
Thanks for the backup, Junior. Can we go home now?
Did she rip your face off?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, we'll be back, and we're going to kill you this next time.
No, because we're not coming back.
Yeah, we are coming back, because it's at 100 men versus a gorilla, not 3 kids. So when we come back, your ass is going down, because you ain't shit. You're just, Cody! Okay, Cody, I called you a doctor.
You know what's weird, Junior? This doesn't even hurt. I think the gorilla ripped out the part of my brain that handles pain. So I can't see, but at least it doesn't hurt. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Holy cocksucking motherfucking shitballs! What the fuck? What happened to you? You want to tell him, Junior?
You know the question everyone's asking, who'd win in a fight, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. The gorilla would obviously fuck them up. Oh, my God, don't tell me you idiots actually tried it. Oh, no, we tried something much stupider. We tried it with 3 people. 3 people? What, do you guys have a death wish? Tell them what happened to Joseph, Junior.
So Joseph was supposed to jump on the back of the gorilla and claw its eyes out, and the gorilla, there was a female gorilla. And so we didn't plan for it to be a female.
And why does that matter?
Well, the females have smaller eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't have any eyes.
Well, listen, the gorilla grabbed Joseph and ripped his head off.
And what happened to you? Where are your injuries?
He
doesn't have any. Don't worry. He was coaching like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was trying to be the leader of the group like Kim Jong-un.
Oh, and what went wrong, Junior?
See, he was a female gorilla. See, you were supposed to kick him in the nuts. It didn't have nuts. It had a puss.
Yeah, it was a female. That was the problem. Not that it was a fucking gorilla.
Okay, listen, honestly, now that I've seen the outcome, you know, it took Albert Einstein 1,000 times to make a light bulb.
Are you sure the gorilla didn't hit you in the head at least once? Because Albert Einstein didn't invent the fucking light bulb.
Well, what I'm saying is whoever made the light bulb, it took him a long time. It took him tries, right? It took multiple tries, and we had, we would have had 100 men easily. Like the 3 guys, maybe we did it wrong.
Maybe we did.
Yeah, so now looking at it now, I would do it differently. I think we could have definitely, like, all just jumped on the gorilla's back.
I wouldn't have done it at all. I think this whole thing was a mistake.
So who do you think would win in a fight, 100 men or a rhino?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably the rhino.
No, not if we all jumped on the rhino.
Shut the fuck up, Junior! I used it as toilet paper and I tried to flush it down the toilet, so now it's stuck.
Patrick, we talked about this. T-shirts aren't toilet paper.
Who's McDonald's at this? Can I have a french fry?
Yes, Patrick, it's your dinner.
You got me McDonald's? That's crazy. Chicken nuggets. Mommy, look, this one's shaped like the state of Florida. We should sell it on eBay for $1 million.
Okay, Patrick, I also got you a milkshake.
A milkshake? And it's purple. How'd they even do that?
Okay, you eat your dinner. I'll be in the other room.
I'm gonna drink it.
My milk sauce!
Gwyneth! Shut the hell up and tell me what happened.
I gave my son McDonald's. I left the room. I came back and found him like this.
Yeah, likely story. Liar.
What? I didn't do this.
Oh, sure you didn't, murderer. Sit and take her away.
All right, man, you're coming with me.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Susan. I just got done talking to the murderer. What do we got?
Child found dead. Mother still alive. They were the only two in the house.
Yep, she definitely did it. Yeah, she didn't like him. She wanted to go out and party, so she killed him.
The child's shirt was also clogging the toilet, sir, but I didn't notice until after I peed.
Yeah, she probably strangled him with the shirt and tried to flush it down the toilet. Too bad we can't use it as evidence now that you peed on it. There goes our evidence. Right down the drain. Any fingerprints on the kid?
I found 10 fingerprints, sir, but they were all his own.
Hmm. Run those anyway, just in case. She might have touched him only on his fingers. What's this purple shit?
Grimace milkshake, sir.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought it was his blood and maybe I was going colorblind. Or like maybe he was an alien or something. Still, what a waste. Well, I guess there's no use crying over spilled milkshake.
Good one, sir. Sir, I do have to tell you, this is the 700th reported death with the Grimace milkshake found nearby.
Oh, that's just a coincidence. It's a popular milkshake. You know, if everybody in the world has one of these, some of those people are going to die, and then they're going to drop the milkshake right next to their dead body.
But, sir, you don't think there's a chance that the milkshake's been poisoned?
Oh, no. I know Grimace personally. He would never poison his own milkshakes.
Wait, you know Grimace?
Yeah, we went to high school together. We go way back. Love Grimace. Big teddy bear of a guy. I mean, I don't know what the hell he is, but he's great. What, you don't believe me? I'll call him.
Yes, call him so we can question him.
Okay, don't believe me. I'll call Grimace. Okay, Susan, it's ringing. Look, I'll even put it on speaker for you.
Hello?
Hey there, Grimace. It's me, Brooklyn Guy.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, happy late birthday, by the way. Sorry I didn't get you anything.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, we've been finding a lot of dead people next to your milkshakes.
Yeah, maybe because it's my milkshake.
Yeah, it is your milkshake.
Yeah, it is my milkshake.
Are you on the toilet? Because it sounds like you're straining.
Yeah, I'm on the toilet. Die!
Yeah, you really show that turd who's boss.
Yeah, you little turd!
That sounds more like a big one to me.
You piece of shit!
Yeah, I get it, Grimace.
That's what you get for drinking my milkshake!
Yeah, you really yell at your poops a lot.
Yeah, so anyway, like I was saying, it's my milkshake for my birthday.
Yeah, it was. It was your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you weren't going around, like, killing people or something.
Me? Kill somebody? Nuh-uh.
Oh, great. That's all I needed to hear, Grimace.
Yeah, but just make sure no one else drinks my milkshake, because they might end up dead.
Okay, well, that was weird, but it was nice talking to you, Grimace.
Okay, bye!
Bye. See, Susan, he said he didn't kill anybody.
If you say so, sir.
I do say so, and I also declare this case closed. Get this body out of here.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Well, guys, I went to McDonald's to get my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week, and I found out it's Grimace's birthday! Well, actually, his birthday was about a month ago, but they're still selling the meal, and it comes with a shake!
Whoa, it's purple!
Dude, that looks sick!
What's it taste like?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Can I try it first before you spit in the straw?
Yeah, I do like to spit right inside the straw. I don't know how straws work.
Oh, I gotta try it next!
I want to try it first.
Okay, get to sucking, and then you can try the shake.
Shut up, Cody. I'm gonna try it.
Wait!
Breaking news, UK. Hundreds of people all around the world are mysteriously dying after drinking the Grimace shake from McDonald's. McDonald's is discontinuing the shake until they can figure out the cause.
Oh, no! No, Junior, didn't you hear the news? People are dying after they drink this.
The only way you can die from drinking a milkshake is if you drink it too fast and get a brain freeze and go into a coma.
Or if you get obesity for eating too much McDonald's.
But not that many people would die from that.
Dying from obesity, Cody? You know the obesity rate in America is 42.4%, so there's a chance that an obese person is drinking a milkshake that they're not supposed to be drinking, and they die.
Well, I think they were saying there's an ingredient in the milkshake that's killing people.
There's poison in the milkshake?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Well, then you try it.
I'm not gonna drink poison.
Well, you're a milkshake, dude.
Yeah, you paid money for it. You should try it first.
Well, you're the one who wanted it.
Well, I don't want to try it. You try it, Joseph.
I'm not trying that. You try it.
Well, Cody, you try it.
I don't want to drink it.
Okay, then how are we going to find out who tries it first? How about we play a game of poker and whoever loses has to try it first?
What, really? An entire game of poker just to figure out who's going to drink this milkshake?
What, you don't know how to play poker?
You're bad at poker?
What, no, how about we just draw straws?
Draw straws?
Ooh, he don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, Cody, we can draw straws. Come on, Joseph, let's get some paper.
Yeah, let's show his ass.
What?
All right, Cody, check out my straw drawing.
Nah, dude, check out my straw drawing.
Whoa, you drew a McDonald's straw?
Yeah, I tried to stay on theme, you know? Aw, man, you made a bendy straw? That's sick.
All right, Cody, where's your straw drawing?
No, idiot.
What?
I didn't say draw pictures of straws. I meant that we all get straws, we cut the straws, we pull the straws, and whoever has the shortest straw loses.
Nah, you didn't say that. No, you said draw straws, so we drew straws.
Yeah, you're changing the rules now, dude.
But that's what drawing straws is. It's when you pull straws.
You should have said pull straws. You said draw straws. So we grabbed paper and we drew straws. So where's your straw drawing?
Well, I didn't draw one because you're not supposed
to. So you lose.
Yeah,
you lose
automatically.
Yeah, we drew straws. You didn't draw a straw. So you lose. You got to drink the milkshake.
No, but that's not how
it works. That's exactly how it works.
Draw straws.
God damn it. Fine. I will drink the milkshake. Shit. interesting.
How's it taste?
Like blueberry muffins.
Does it taste like poison?
No.
Anthrax?
No. I mean, I don't really feel bad. I don't really know why people are dying from this. Is that Grimace?
Come here, you bitch, and I'll kill you!
Oh, what's going on?
He took a sip of my milkshake!
I mean, I bought it.
I'll kill you!
Hey, he didn't actually take a sip.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't know how to use straws, so I just spit in the straw.
Yeah, he's bad at sucking.
Well, no, I'm good at sucking, I just don't know how to use straws. If you're looking for a good time, holla at your boy.
Then how do you know my milkshake tastes like blueberries?
I could smell it.
Oh, yeah? Let me smell your breath.
I don't brush my teeth.
Let me smell your breath! Ew, gross.
Yeah, I warned you.
So why are you doing this, Grimace? Why are you so mad?
Because I'm killing everybody that takes a sip of my milkshake after my birthday.
Why?
Because it's my milkshake! Not yours, not his, my milkshake!
It's not that serious, bro.
Yeah, it's just a milkshake.
Well, just make sure you don't take a sip, because if you do, I'll kill you!
Well, how will you know if we take a sip?
Because I can hear it when people take a sip.
You don't have ears.
I have ears like a dolphin, so don't take a sip and throw it away!
Okay, damn.
I kind of want to take a sip of it now.
Right?
What, guys, no!
Well, he's not going to know.
He's killed hundreds of people.
I mean, if he's killing people over a milkshake, he got to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the quietest sip ever.
Yeah, he's not even in the room, dude.
Yeah, like the tiniest, quietest.
Shh. Junior, look.
How long is he going to stand there for?
Bruh, that's goofy.
I think we should just throw this thing away.
No, we're going to keep it because I want to take a sip. He's not even that scary.
Bet you won't take a sip of it in front of his face, dude.
Bet. Give me the milkshake.
But no, Junior, don't.
Hey, what are you doing with that?
I'm going to go throw it away.
Okay, good. You better not take a sip.
I might take a sip.
No, you better not. Stop that. Stop taking a sip. Hey, stop it. Hey, you took a sip of my straw!
I did not take a sip! I just put my mouth on the straw!
Okay, good! You better not take another sip!
Well, make it bubbles!
Okay, good! Hey, give it to me!
Well, how am I gonna do that? The door's closed.
Open the door.
What?
Open the door!
I think I'm just gonna throw it away.
Okay, good.
Okay, guys, I took a sip.
No, you didn't, dude.
Well, I was blowing bubbles, a little bit got in my mouth.
What?
But he's joking!
Okay, good!
So what should we do?
I think we should call the cops because he's just admitted to murder.
Okay, and he's standing right there, so when the cops show up, they'll be able to get him right there.
Yeah, so I'll go get my phone. Okay, guys, it's ringing. 911, what's your emergency? Yeah, you know Grimace, the purple guy from McDonald's? Well, he's staring at me right now, and he told us that he killed a whole bunch of people for drinking his milkshake.
Okay, listen, kid. I know Grimace personally, and I know he would never kill anybody. As a matter of fact, he told me that earlier tonight.
I'll kill you!
Who was that? That was Grimace. Well, how do I know that's not one of your friends doing a Grimace impression?
I'm the real Grimace, and if you take a sip of my milkshake, I'll kill you just like I killed those other 700 people!
Did you hear him say all that?
Well, yeah, that is kind of weird, but I don't know.
Look, could you just please come over?
Okay, fine. I'll be over there to take a look.
Yeah, when you get here, the front door is going to be unlocked, so you can just come right upstairs.
Hey! Don't take a sip of that!
Ugh, I hate responding to prank calls. Well, he said the front door would be open. Huh, it is.
And up the stairs.
Oh, hey, Grimace.
Hey, buddy!
What you doing?
I'm just making sure these kids don't take a sip of my milkshake!
Well, why shouldn't they drink your milkshake?
Because it's my milkshake!
Okay, well, I'm just gonna go in and talk to them.
Okay, well, make sure they don't take a sip of my milkshake!
Okay, will do.
Okay, good.
Okay, kids, what's with the prank call? It's not a prank call! Grimace is really here! You just talked to him!
Well, yeah, everything else you told me on the phone was true, but that doesn't mean Grimace is trying to kill people.
Listen, officer, Grimace is trying to kill people. He's trying to kill anyone who takes a sip of his milkshake.
That's ridiculous.
Look, I'll show you.
Hey, don't take a sip of that milkshake. I'll kill you. I'll rip your arms up and beat you to death with them, you bastard. Oh, are you drunk, you pussy?
Grimace, you good, buddy?
Don't let them take a sip of my milkshake.
Take a sip of the milkshake.
Then he'll kill me!
He's not gonna kill anybody, he's nice!
So you promise if he tries to kill me, you'll shoot him?
It's not gonna come to that, just take a sip.
So if he tries to kill me, you'll shoot him, right?
I'm a cop, I'm not gonna let anything happen to you, okay? Just take a sip.
Okay, I will. Hey, Grimace, I'm gonna take a sip of the milkshake!
Don't do it!
Go ahead.
Grimace,
put the kid down! Put the kid down, Grimace! Grimace, I will blow you the fuck away, Grimace! No, Grimace! Grimace! Oh, God, Grimace! I killed Grimace! Why'd you have to make me shoot you? I'm so sorry!
You saved my life, officer!
Oh, Grimace! Oh, God, his blood looks just like the milkshake! I'm really sorry you guys couldn't see that. It was just too graphic. But now you can safely drink your Grimace milkshakes in peace. He's not gonna get you. And now you can check out the Grimace funeral shake that might be coming out. Oh, God. Yeah, and please make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Yeah, I had to kill my best friend, Grimace.
I can't wait to get Penelope her Valentine's Day gift. I got her chocolate flowers and a card.
Hey, Junior, happy Valentine's Day. Look, I got you a stuffed dinosaur, and he has horns on his head like you.
Oh, my God, I love it. You know I like dinosaurs.
I know.
I got you chocolate flowers and a card.
Oh, Junior, I love it. Thank you. Look, it's a little Woodstock and Snoopy.
Yeah, how many Woodstocks are in the show?
I think only one.
Well, they put a bunch of them on the card.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much.
So I was thinking Chef Peepy could make us some pizza rolls, and we could watch Cars. Ka-chow! Ka-chugu! Ka-chugu!
Junior, wait, I have plans tonight.
Plans tonight? What do you mean you have plans tonight? I'm your boyfriend. What's that plans with me? Who do you have plans with? Another guy?
No, Junior, with my gals. We have Galentine's Day tonight.
What's Galentine's Day?
It's Valentine's Day with your girlfriends.
Come on, Penelope, let's go.
Oh, Junior, I gotta go. We're going ice skating.
With your girlfriends? I didn't know you were a lesbian.
I'm not, Junior. They're my friends. They just happen to be girls. Stop being weird.
Well, tell them that they can scissor each other and you spend your time with me.
Junior, no, we do this every year.
What? No, no, you're supposed to spend Valentine's Day with me. This is dumb. Tell them that they're ugly and they don't deserve boyfriends.
Junior, no. That defeats the whole purpose of Galentine's Day. It's girl power.
Oh, this is one of those holidays, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I hate it.
Oh, well, too bad, Junior.
What am I supposed to do while you're out doing whatever the lesbian stuff you're doing?
Well, despite what you just said, you can play with your stuffed animal. Bye, Junior.
What? I don't even want to play with it. I'm like 16, I think. I'm not even supposed to be playing with stuffed animals. This is dumb. I want to smooch. God, I canceled all my plans with my friends because I said I'd be smooching my girlfriend all night because it's Valentine's Day. God, I'm going to sit here like a loser. I'm going to invite Joseph Cody over.
Hey, Junior, I thought you were going to spend the day with Penelope.
Yeah, dude, what happened? Did she break up with you for a black dude? Oh, man, I saw it coming. I knew it was going to happen one day. She's definitely a snow bunny and was waiting for her perfect moment to go down that mountain on a black snowboard. Yeah, she always looked over at me, and I knew she was going to do this. Give me some.
Yeah, so what happened, Junior?
Oh, she wanted to spend Valentine's Day with her girlfriends.
Oh, super gay. She just wanted to have a scissor circle. I knew she was a lesbian, bro. She's probably one of those butches. Yeah, she needs a mustache and is going to go by Tim one of these days.
Yeah, she called it Galentine's Day, spending it with her gals.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
What? No, you haven't.
It's not even a holiday. Shut up.
Yeah, that sounds like some fake Joe Biden holiday. There's no way. I've never heard of Galentine's Day till now. It's so lame.
But no, it's just when girls want to spend Valentine's Day with their friends.
Well, then what do boys get? If girls get Galentine's Day, what do boys get if they want to spend it with their pals? It should be Palentine's Day.
Ooh, I like that. It has a ring to it.
That doesn't sound right.
What, Palestine's Day?
What? No, I don't think that's what you mean.
What? It's just like Galentine's Day, Palestine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't it be Palentine's Day?
Yeah, but that's what I said, Palestine's Day.
No, that's not what you're saying.
It's exactly what he's saying.
Dude. I'm just saying it's Valentine's Day with your pals, Palestine Day.
Yeah, with the guys. I thought you'd be happy for that, Cody.
Well, I like the idea. I just don't think that's what people are going to think when you say that word.
Listen, I'm going to go get some snacks for Palestine Day.
Yeah, well, do that, bro.
That wasn't even...
Okay, guys, I was thinking the perfect snack for Palestine Day would be some carrots and some hummus.
Well, Junior, that's not how you say that. It's hummus.
No, that's hummus.
No, it's hummus.
Okay, tomato tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly how wrong you're getting it. It's not even close.
Cody, I can say words the way I want to say it, and for Palestine Day, I want to eat some hummus.
And you're saying that weird, too.
What? Girls can have Galentine's Day, pals can have Palestine Day.
That's not what you...
Joseph, would you like some hummus?
I don't know, bro. It kind of looks a little weird.
It is really good, Joseph.
I guess so. I gotta try it then.
Yeah, okay, open.
Are you guys doing this on purpose? Do you know what you're saying?
What? Cody, can you just open up the hummus, please?
Please. You gotta try it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Sir, you might want to check this out.
God damn it, guy. I told you I don't want to see chicks with dicks.
No, sir, it's not that this time. There's these three kids in Florida that are saying some pretty crazy stuff about Palestine and hummus.
My God. That damn terrorist organization finally made its way into the United States. Not on my watch. You get down there and arrest those little fuckers and send them to
Guantanamo Bay.
Yes, sir.
So, Joseph, do you like Hamas?
Nah, dude. I don't like Hamas. It's really bad, dude.
Well, some people like Hamas. Some people don't like Hamas.
I need you guys to stop saying that.
Freeze, terrorist! See, Junior, I told you this would happen!
He just wants to join our Palestine Day.
No, I don't. I don't know how you guys got into this country, but it's time to get out!
Oh, listen, come on. All we're doing is enjoying Hamas.
Yeah, that's the problem. Now you're going to Guantanamo Bay.
I really don't enjoy Hamas. I think it's really bad, so...
Okay, fine. You can stay. But what about you two? You guys like hummus? I like hummus.
Yeah, hummus is really good.
Come on, you're going to Guantanamo Bay. Let's go.
Oh, okay, well, don't let the hummus spoil.
Get in there, you terrorists.
We're not terrorists. We were just celebrating Palestine Day.
Junior, stop saying that. You're just making it worse.
What, a bunch of pals can't eat carrots and hummus?
Junior, it's pronounced hummus. Well, maybe you just need some punishment from your cellmate Bubbles.
Well, can you turn on a heater? It's really cold in here. Oh, my God, he's not listening.
Junior, that one was a stretch.
I show you a stretch. Well, well, well. I didn't know I had two gifts for Valentine's Day.
Three, actually, counting my boyfriend.
Hoo-hoo! Thank you, Jesus. Good thing I have a fast refractory period.
Oh, I don't. I'm going to need some time to recover.
So what'd you do to get in here?
Oh, nothing much. Just violated a couple of people. Made grown men cry.
You killed someone?
Oh, hell no. Nah, even worse. Yeah, see, the mailman wasn't delivering my mail properly, so I caught his ass slipping.
You stabbed him?
Nah. Yeah, well, I stabbed him a little bit. Yeah, he dropped that mail, and I said, hey, pick up my fucking mail with your fat ass. As soon as I saw him pick up that piece of mail, let's just say the flag on my mailbox went up. It's eating his ass! Stab, stab! You did?
Yeah, is that all you did?
Oh, no. See, I had to go on a grocery run, too, for some tortellini. Yeah, I got into the grocery line, saw this cute-ass bad boy, and he dropped my damn tortellini. Can you believe that shit? I said, oh, hell nah! Nah. Pick up my tortellini right now, bitch! For your ass get penetrated. And guess what? He still got penetrated! Yeah, I'm a nasty nigga.
Oh, no, Junior. You know, I actually think I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, you are. Okay. As you do.
Well, apparently we're terrorists.
Well, terrorists? In my cell? In my house? Oh, no, nah, I'm the only one tearing ass around here.
Well, he would like to go first.
Yeah, I actually would.
Well, bend
over. Uh-oh.
See, he's a willing participant. I like that. But, ooh, this is too damn easy. I like a struggle, a chase, a fight. Scream and scream!
Help!
Hey, you call for help?
Yeah, that guy said he violated a mailman and a grocery boy.
Oh, yeah, I remember those cases. I was working in the courtroom when it happened, so I saw all the evidence.
Yeah, that shit was beautiful as hell, wasn't it?
I mean, there was feces everywhere.
Ooh, so much feces. God damn, it was like a chocolate roller coaster. Oh, man, look, you can't dig a hole and expect not to get dirty, right? Especially with a shovel this goddamn bed.
Oh, can you please put that away? It looks like a hammer.
Look, you seen holes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Stanley Yelnuts carrying Matt Azzaroni up that damn mountain just to, you know, drink water out that asshole.
I don't remember that happening in the movie.
Oh, it happened. It definitely happened. It was the director's butt. I mean, cut. I like ass.
Yeah, I gathered.
Yeah, hey, get the screaming. It gets me hard.
Please get me out of jail.
Well, see, it doesn't really work like that. That's the point of jail. You have to be in there whether you want to be or not.
But I'm not a terrorist. I can prove it.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you can prove it, you should be able to pass the America quiz.
America quiz?
Yeah, if you can pass the America quiz, that proves you're not a terrorist and you love America.
Well, you should have just offered that earlier. We would have passed it. Hey, Cody, we gotta take an America quiz to get out of here.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Junior. I think I want to stay here.
No, come on, Cody. You're going with us.
All right, you terrorists. If you can pass this super hard America test, that means you love America and you can stay. But no cheating.
All right, Cody. This is going to be really hard.
Junior, there's only two questions and they're both really, really easy.
Well, don't tell me. I want to see if I can pass it on my own. Okay, question one. Finish the sentence. Oh, say, can you... Oh, that's hard.
Junior, it's C.
What? There's no way it's oh, say, can you B.
No, not that C. It's C, like C with your eyes.
Okay, so it's D, C with an I.
No, Junior, C, like you see something, C.
Which one is it, Cody?
It's C.
Which one?
What, it's B, C.
A, so, okay, there's B, is A B? C, B, which B?
It's B, it's C, it's the second one.
Yeah, let's go to the second question.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, the second question. What do the 13 stripes on the American flag stand for? 13 original spices. I've heard that before. Where have I heard that?
Yeah, you've heard it at KFC.
KFC? KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky is a state, so it should be B, 13 states.
No, it's not, Junior. It's the colonies.
Colony? What the hell is a colony? Name a colony.
Well, like Massachusetts?
That's a state, Cody.
Well, it was a colony when they made the flag.
Okay, so it's the 13 states.
Well, no, it's not the state.
How about Friday the 13th that we made that movie?
What? No, they didn't. The movie didn't exist when they made the fucking flag, Junior.
How do you know? When were you there?
No, but it was a long time ago.
Freddy versus Jason. That's Friday the 13th. That's a really good movie.
What? It doesn't matter if it's a good movie. Trust me, Junior. The answer is fucking C.
Okay, C for which one?
It's C. The second one is C. The first one is B.
So which B? A, B?
Just copy my answers. Just copy my answers.
He said don't copy your answers.
Just copy my fucking answers. Okay, we're both done.
I don't think we got our answers right, Cody.
Okay, let me see how you did. Oh, wow, look at that. You both passed. Oh, thank God. Just one more test. Would anybody like some hummus?
I love hummus!
Junior, shut up! Oh, yeah? You like hummus, huh? Well, do you like it more than America?
I like cheeseburgers more.
Okay, that's a pretty American answer. You're free to go. Come on, Junior.
But I want some hummus.
Junior, we are definitely never celebrating Palestine's Day ever again.
I still don't see what the big deal is. It's just Palestine Day.
Yeah, dude, we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, the girls get Galentine's Day, we get Palestine Day.
It's the way you're saying it.
Okay, well, listen, I think the girls are selfish making Valentine's Day all about them and only them. I think every Valentine's Day, we should assist the elderly. We could call it ISIS Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, ISIS Day. I assist the elderly day. ISIS
Great.
Day.
Don't say that. Freeze, terrorists! Get on the ground! You're going to Guantanamo Bay! Oh, motherfucker!
Discovery solar robot.
How long's that gonna take, Jeffy?
Not long at all, because it's 197 easy build pieces.
197 pieces?
Come on, Marvin, just help him out.
It's gonna take forever, baby.
But it says easy build.
Yeah, Danny, it's so easy an 8-year-old can do it. See, it says ages 8+.
No, Jeffy, I think that's how many hours it's gonna take to build, 8+.
No, Danny, look how many pieces.
What the hell is this? You gotta break every little individual piece. That's gonna take a whole day by itself.
Danny, that's light work.
It's not light work. It's gonna take forever, Jeffy.
No, it won't, Danny. Look at the instructions.
What? This is like hieroglyphics. I'm not a scientist. I can't read this, Jeffy. Look, how about we just play with something else, Jeffy? Like, you can go play with something fun.
Okay, Danny. I guess I'll just play with matches.
No, 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 Jeffy.
Hey! Where fire go?
I blew it out. You're not gonna play with matches, Jeffy.
But where fire go?
I blew it out.
Where fire go when you blow it out?
It disappears.
But where'd it go?
It goes back to the sun. That's where fire comes from.
Why?
Jeffy, just go take a bath.
Okay, Daddy.
Never gonna build that. It'll take forever.
Time for me to turn on the bath. Wait, what the? What is that? Elephant poop in the bathtub? Daddy! Daddy!
What do you want, Jeffy? You're supposed to be taking a bath.
Well, I was going to, Daddy, but there's 6 elephant turds in the bathtub.
You took a crap in the bathtub, Jeffy!
It wasn't me this time!
Jeffy, you're supposed to poop in the toilet, not the bathtub.
It wasn't me, Daddy! It's the size of elephant poop!
Well, Jeffy, you go clean it up, because it's yours.
No, Daddy, you have to see it! Come see it!
Marvin, just go with him.
But, baby, he crapped in the bathtub, and he's just trying to show us to brag about it. Okay, you know what, Jeffy? I'm gonna make you clean it up. Come on.
See, Danny, look!
What, are those potatoes?
No, it's elephant poop!
Jeffy, that's not elephant poop. There's no smell. It looks like that kind of eggs.
How are you getting eggs out of that?
Because of the shape of eggs, and I don't know what these are. They look really old. Let me call an egg expert. But pick them up and bring them to the couch.
All right, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call an egg-spert? I expected that to get more of a laugh.
Get it?
Now you're just exaggerating. Now I'm just egging you on.
Jeez.
Okay, let's get started. What do you got for me?
So we found these in our bathtub, and we don't know what they are.
Well, at a glance, they look like dinosaur eggs.
Dinosaur eggs?
Or they could be bombs.
Bombs?
Yeah, you can never be too careful. Okay, everybody duck. Frag grenade out.
not a bomb. Well, I guess I know what these are now.
Dinosaur eggs?
Exactly.
They were in my bathtub.
Yeah, well, dinosaur eggs are extremely rare because dinosaurs are extinct. So destroying or disturbing these eggs is a serious felony. You can get a lot of time in prison.
Didn't you just throw one out the window?
Hey, that was for science. I had to make sure these weren't bombs.
Why would these be bombs?
Well, you never know what those crazy terrorists are planning. One minute you think it's a dinosaur egg, and then you try to grab it, and then bam, your hand ends up looking like Jason Pierre Paul's.
Well, where would dinosaur eggs even come from?
Let's think about that for a second. Let's really think about that. They're dinosaur eggs, so they probably would have come from dinosaurs. Huh, how about that? Context clues as fuck.
But where would a dinosaur even be at?
Marvin, we have a pet dinosaur.
We do have a pet dinosaur. Jeffy, go grab your pet dinosaur.
All right, Donnie.
You forgot you had a pet dinosaur?
Yeah, I'm getting old.
All right, Donnie, there's Booger.
All right, so that's our dinosaur named Booger.
Oh, don't say that name.
Hey, Brooklyn guy!
Jesus Christ.
It's me, Booger!
Yeah, I know, Booger. Hi.
Did you miss me?
Not really.
Who are you talking to?
I have an imaginary friend named Booger, and whenever you said that name, he thought you were summoning him, so now he won't get the hell out of my ear.
Hey, who's these people? They mess with you?
No, they're not.
You want me to ruffle them up?
No, you don't have to do that. They're fine.
Okay, good, because you're the man.
I know.
They should know that, too.
No.
You're the guy.
Yeah, I
you're
understand.
The best.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
I get it.
You're the boss.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ, Booger. Just let me do my job.
Oh, you're doing your job? You want me to help you?
No, let's I don't.
Pee your pants,
I didn't
Jack.
Pee my pants.
Hey, you didn't pee your pants. Good job, buddy.
You know,
that's 7 days free.
Yeah, okay.
Pee your pants. The man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
hey, Booger. Hey, you know what you can do for me? You can get me some tissues for all my boogers.
Oh, you got some boogers?
Let no, me, I don't. Get out of my nose,
there.
Booger.
Hey, no boogers up there, but there's a booger right here.
Could you just get the tissues, please, Booger?
Yeah, I'll be right on you.
Holy shit. Okay, can we please make this quick before he comes back? You see that dinosaur right there? That dinosaur laid these eggs. It's a girl dinosaur. Congratulations.
But I thought Booger was a boy.
Nope, it's a girl.
Okay, so then how did she get pregnant?
Well, you know, another dinosaur had to...
Oh, yeah. I got your tissues, Brooklyn guy.
Thank you, Booger. Okay, look, I helped you with your problem. Just don't destroy these eggs, all right? Take care of them. Come on, Booger, let's go.
Are we getting ice cream?
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe Booger's a girl.
But Marvin, who got Booger pregnant?
I don't know. We don't know any other dinosaurs.
Ooh, my bibs. Can I borrow $70?
Why do you need $70, Dougie?
To get the new Harry Poopers game.
There's a new Harry Potter game?
Yeah, it's Harry Poopers in the Expedition of Hogwarts. You get to see Dumbledoofus. You also get to give Dobby his sock back. And you get to see Hermione's fine ass.
Okay, well, I thought you played Call of Duty, not Harry Potter.
Well, usually I do be playing some Call of Duty, but now I want to play Harry Potter. I want to be on Hufflepuff. Have a good day, Bibs.
Okay, well, all I have is $100.
Oh, that'll do.
Well, I need my change back.
Well, if you want some change, and you need to vote for Obama.
What?
Yeah. Oh, you be collecting some rocks?
No, these are dinosaur eggs, Dougie.
Dinosaur eggs? Eggs is expensive.
Wait a minute. Dougie, you see that dinosaur over there?
Oh, yeah, there go my cousin Pookie.
Well, did you and your cousin Pookie, you know,
Oh, yeah? Oh, no, man. No, that's my cousin Pookie. She ratchet. She a thot.
Well, I thought Booger, I thought your cousin Pookie was a boy.
Nah, I mean, she's so ugly she could be a boy. But I ain't do nothing with her.
So these are not your eggs?
No, those ain't mine.
All right, baby, we really got to protect these eggs. They're very valuable.
You said they were valuable?
Yeah, they are valuable. They're dinosaur eggs. They're worth a lot of money.
Well, how much is they worth?
I don't know. Thousands?
Oh, thousands? Stacks? We should sell these right here.
But we're not selling them, Dougie. They're gonna hatch, and they're like dinosaurs are extinct, so they're endangered. We'll go to jail if we sell these, Dougie.
Oh, come on, Mom Bibs. We could get some money.
We're not.
We'd be really rich.
We're not getting money. Just go buy your Harry Potter game, Dougie.
Okay, Mom Bibs.
All right, baby. Let's protect these eggs.
Hey there, welcome to the black market.
Why I gotta be black? Cause of my skin color?
No, it's cause it's dark in here.
Alright then, as long as it's cause of that.
So, you buying or selling?
Well, I'm trying to sell me some dinosaur eggs, but I ain't got any.
Okay, well, if you did have dinosaur eggs, you could get a lot of money for them, cause dinosaurs are extinct.
Well, how much money I be gets?
Probably a couple million, cause they're pretty rare.
Millions? Like a million badillion?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go steal some and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Marvin, can we go out to eat tonight?
No, baby. We have to stay home and sit on these eggs until they hatch.
But how do we know they're going to hatch?
Because they're eggs, baby, and eggs hatch when...
Oh, no! You caught me!
Dougie, you put that egg back right now!
No, I got to sell it for some money!
You're not selling these eggs, Dougie. They're endangered. Let it go.
But, folk, I need some money!
No, you put the egg down.
No, this is my money. Give it to me! Oopsie-daisy.
Doug, you just killed that egg.
Well, if you would have let me have it, then I could have sold it for some money and it would still be alive.
Doug, I'm going to get in so much trouble. That was illegal what you just did.
Well, if you're going to get in trouble anyway, why don't you just let me have one of the eggs?
No, you're not having any more of these eggs.
Fine, just keep it.
Wait, wait, no, Dougie! Dougie, get back here! Oh, no! Ah, Dougie, you broke another egg!
No, you broke the egg by tackling me and makes me drop it! I ain't do nothing wrong!
Well, Dougie, just get out of here! Baby, we lost another egg!
What? How?
Because my Biff's trying to push me down the stairs because he's mean.
No, you were trying to steal the eggs, and now we only have three left. If Broken Guy finds out we lost two of the eggs, we're going to get arrested!
Hey there, just need to check on those eggs and make sure they're not broken. Why are there three?
Because five is a lot to sit on.
That's what my ex-wife didn't say.
Well, look, we needed help sitting on the eggs to help them hatch. So Booger sat on two of them.
Don't say that name, please.
I'm talking about Booger the dinosaur.
God damn it.
Hey, Brooklyn Guy, it's me, Booger! I'm back!
Oh, good.
Ooh, why are you in your cop uniform? You gonna catch some bad guys?
Yeah, well, I am a cop, Booger.
Oh, you should shoot him!
I'm not gonna shoot anybody.
Is it happening again?
Oh, yeah. I am in hell right now.
Oh, Brooklyn Guy, great idea! You play good cop, I'll play the bad cop!
They can't hear you, Booger. That wouldn't work.
Okay, you go first!
What happened to the other two eggs?
What happened to the damn eggs?
It doesn't matter if you yell, Booger. They can't hear you.
We should arrest them.
You know what? That's a good idea. Go get the handcuffs, Booger.
Okay. But don't forget, by the time in middle school, when you misspelled house in a school spelling bee, H-O-W-S-E. Now, everyone else thought you were wrong, but I thought you was right. It should be spelled that way, because you're the man.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Booger.
Okay, I'll go get those handcuffs.
Please.
But don't forget about that time in high school when you asked out your crush, Rebecca Smith, and you pooped your pants.
Oh.
Remember everyone called you stinky, smelly, ugly, stupid Brooklyn Guy?
Yeah.
Not me. I called you the man. Poopy pants the man.
Yeah, you did say that. Thank you, Booger. Okay, we don't have long before he gets back. What happened to the eggs?
Because I told you that the dinosaur was sitting on them, and that's what's happening.
Well, that's really interesting, because I found one of the eggs broken at the bottom of your stairs, and when I pulled into the driveway, I found the other one broken there next to the one that I broke for science.
So there's two in the driveway?
No, you just reused the footage of you throwing the last one, you lazy piece of shit.
Well, I didn't feel like doing it again. I'm tired. Oh, listen. We got three eggs, and it's not my fault. You know, it's Dougie's fault.
Well, it's not my fault. I just really wanted the eggs so I could sell them for $1 million.
Ah, I got those handcuffs, Brooklyn Guy.
Oh, that's good, because it looks like I'm going to be arresting these people. Wait. Hold on, I'm sorry. Did you just say that you were going to sell these eggs for $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, you could be a rich man. The man's man. The manliest man that ever man to man.
I do like the sound of that.
Yeah, do the right thing, Booker Guy.
But we can't sell these for $1 million. It's against the law.
Screw the law. I want to be a millionaire. If we sell these, we can get $1 million each.
I mean, there are three, and there's three of us. So we all have $1 million.
Let's go sell these eggs.
All right, let's go sell them.
All right, here's the dinosaur egg.
Hey, no cops. That's like rule number one of the black market.
Well, no. He's cool. We're just trying to sell these eggs. So we'll really get $1 million per egg?
Yeah, if these are real dinosaur eggs. No, these are not real dinosaur eggs.
What are you talking about? You said they were real.
They are.
Hey, if Brooklyn Guy says they're real.
So these are not real.
No, there's a lot of fake eggs going around. See, there's this kid's toy you can buy at Target. It's the Dig-Em-Up dinosaur eggs toy. I opened mine already. It's actually really fun.
Oh, yeah. I think I bought these for Jeffy like a few months ago. I just forgot.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So we don't get $1 million per egg?
No, sorry. But I'll tell you what, if you have a built version of this thing, I'll give you $10 million.
Oh, that's not worth it.
I know.
No, sir. No video games for you.
Why, Dad?
You're not going to sit in the house and play video games all summer. You're going to do something healthy, like go outside and play, or read a book.
Read a book? Do books even exist anymore?
Of course they exist. What kind of question is that? I got the perfect book for you right here. It's the Guinness Book of World Records.
2015? That was 6 years ago.
Hey, it's a classic. I think it's about a kid who becomes a wizard, and somebody bangs a wolf or something, and they got fat people right here.
Fat people?
Yeah, all types of stuff. You can learn a lot of stuff in here.
Okay, I'll read the book.
Yeah.
What are you about to go do?
Oh, I'm about to go and watch TV.
Why do you get to watch TV?
Hey, I'm old. I've given up on life. Look, you're still young. You can learn. So get to reading, okay? Tell me what you learn.
Okay. Stupid. These are world records. What, fattest person in the world? Have they seen Cody's mom yet? Tallest person in the world? Whoa, these are really cool. Wait, so if I set a world record, I could get in this book? I want to set a world record! Yeah, I'm going to set a world record this summer. Chef BB!
Oh, man. So many dishes. I swear I watch the most dishes in the world.
Hey, Chef BB.
What do you want, Junior?
Well, my dad got me this book called the Guinness Book of World Records book, and I decided I'm going to set a world record.
You set a world record?
Yeah.
Junior, you can't set a world record. It takes talent to set a world record, and you don't have it.
Well, I have talent.
Like what?
Well, I can pick my...
Besides picking your nose.
I could dance.
Dance? Well, dance for me. Oh, wow. Yeah, you might actually get in there.
Really?
No, Junior, that was sarcasm. You don't have talent.
Well, I can sing.
Well, sing for me. Hit a note.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
How do you ruin a nursery rhyme? My ears are about to bleed.
Well, look, Chevy, I have talent. I'm going to set a world record.
The day you actually set a world record is the day I'll admit I'm gay.
Wait, so you are gay, you just haven't admitted it yet?
What? No, look, I...
You're gay?
No, I was just gonna say, the day that you break a record is the day I say I'm gay.
No, you said admit it. You know what, Chef Pippi? I'll go break a world record just so you can finally come out, okay?
No, I like women, Junior! You just missed, you heard me! God dang it!
Stupid Chef Pee-Pee, saying I can't set a world record. I can set a world record. All the records in this book are dumb. Like, look at this guy. All he did was open his mouth. See, I'm a dinosaur. It looks like you saw a dinosaur. And look at this guy. All he did was open his eyes. Stupid. And look at this guy. All he did was stick his tongue out. He put me in the book. These are dumb. I can easily get in this book. You know what? I'm going to call a guy from the Guinness Book of World Records to come over to my house, and he's going to witness me break 100 records. I'm going to break 100 records in front of the guy. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Oh, man, that must be the guy from the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm going to set 100 records today. Hello?
Hey, you the kid who said he's going to break 100 records today?
I sure am.
Wow, you must have a lot of talent.
Yeah, talent is my first and last name.
Wow, that's a lot to live up to, and also kind of a weird name. Talent.
Yeah, so you want to come inside and watch me break 100 records?
I'd love to. No one's ever done that before.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
All right. I call this the record-breaking couch, because I'm going to break all those records on this couch.
Okay. Oh, I see you get the book. You've been doing research?
Yeah, the book is what inspired me to want to break a world record.
Okay. Show me what you got, Mr. Talent.
Mr. Talent? Who's that?
Well, it's you, right? Because your name is Talent.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mr. Talent.
Yeah. So show me what you got.
Oh, okay. Record number one.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what he did. He opened his mouth.
No, his mouth is way bigger than you.
No, I'm opening him bigger.
It's just like a normal mouth. I can do that. Look.
You just beat him.
Well, yeah.
Wow. You should be in the book.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay, you got that record, but I got this one.
What's that?
I'm taking my tongue out.
No, come on. Look, his tongue is way bigger than yours.
No, my tongue is out of my mouth.
It's not even coming out of your mouth.
Oh, okay, I got this one.
What?
I'm doing what she did with her eyes.
You look like you're trying to read my mind.
My eyes are coming out of my head.
No, they're not. They're like the most two-dimensional eyes ever. They're not sticking out at all.
Oh, I thought this was going to be easy.
If it was easy, then it wouldn't be in the book.
Well, look, all this guy did was have an afro.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like I've seen people with more hair than that.
Yeah, so this is dumb.
Well, if you're not going to break a record, I'm going to go home.
Well, no. Isn't your job to, like, wait around until I break a world record?
No, I'm not just going to sit around all day and wait for you to do something cool.
Well, that's what you got to do. What if I break a world record on accident?
Well, if you accidentally break a world record, I'd be very impressed.
Ooh, just give me some more time.
Okay, I'll give you 10 minutes, and if you don't break a record, I'm going home.
Okay, what can I do? What's an easy world record to break?
Well, people usually try to eat a lot of food. You know, this is the Joey Chestnut guy? He ate like 73 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
73 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I could easily break that. I could eat like 100 hot dogs in 2 minutes.
God damn. All right. Give it a shot, kid.
All right. Come on. Yeah. I can eat those.
Whew, man. Thank God I'm finally done washing dishes.
Chef Bibi.
Junior, what?
I need you to make me 100 hot dogs.
100 hot dogs? Jesus Christ, for what?
I want to set the world record to eat the most hot dogs.
Oh my God. We already established this. You're not going to break any world records today.
But the hot dog record is easy.
What's the record?
Oh, okay, so this guy ate 73 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm going to eat 100 hot dogs in 2 minutes.
Are you crazy, Junior? You're not going to eat that many hot dogs. And we only got like 2 in the refrigerator.
We only have 2?
Yeah.
Okay, make the 2 hot dogs, because then I'm going to eat those 2 hot dogs in like 3 seconds.
There's no way you're going to do that, Junior.
Yes, I am. You just don't want to come out of the closet.
Hey, I'm going to make your stupid hot dogs because I'm not coming out of the closet.
I told you.
I mean, you don't admit.
You just made the hot dog.
God damn it.
Oh, man. man. I can't believe I'm about to set a world record. Chef BB, where's the hot dogs?
Hold on. I'm bringing your stupid hot dogs. Now break the world record.
That is not 100 hot dogs. Not even close.
I know. We don't have 100 hot dogs. We only had 2.
What record are you going to break with those?
Well, I was thinking I could eat 2 hot dogs in 3 seconds.
Wow. Okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah, so I'll eat these in 3 seconds.
All right. I'd love to see that. All right. And go.
Well, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
Go!
I'm not ready yet.
Wait, all right.
Hold on, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Go!
Hold on.
Come on.
Okay. Okay, count me down from 3.
Okay, 3?
No, like 1.
What? Oh, you said 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, God. I'm so full. Hey, mister, how long has it been?
It's been 45, wait. 46 minutes.
Did I break the record?
No, absolutely not. You took 1 bite of 1 hot dog, and you spent the rest of the time complaining about your stomach hurting.
Okay, so I clearly didn't get that record.
No.
Okay, but I have 1 hot dog left. What if I eat 1 hot dog in half a second?
No. We're not going to do that because we just proved that you can't do it.
Well, how about this?
What was that?
It was the hardest throwing of a plate of hot dogs in a kitchen.
Okay, that was really specific. I don't think that's a thing.
I got that record. You have to give that one to me.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll ask them about that one.
Okay, so I have 1 record right now. Okay, so let's try to break another one. Ooh, how about loudest burp?
Okay, yeah, that's a real one.
Oh, okay, because I just got done eating, so I could burp really loud.
Sure.
Okay, so get your earplugs ready.
I'm ready.
I don't want to rupture your eardrums.
I'm good.
Okay, are you ready to listen to the loudest burp you ever heard?
Yes, I am.
All right, watch this.
What was that?
It was like, hold on.
I that wasn't a burp. It was just kind of like a squeak.
Okay. How about loudest fart? Is that a record?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Loudest fart.
Ew.
Was that loud?
No, it was just gross.
Oh, okay. How about fastest saying ABCs? Is that a record?
Yeah, that's a real one.
Okay, fastest time saying ABCs. Okay, listen. A B C D E F Z.
No. You're just saying A B C D E F Z.
No, A B C D E F Z.
No, you're skipping like 3.
A B C D E F Z.
No. You just say
A B C D.
No. You're saying A B C D. That's not like.
What? You can say your ABCs fast too.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm just like speeding through it.
Okay, so me and you both have that record. We're tied with that one.
No.
Okay, how about fastest time counting to 100?
Yeah, if you think you can.
Okay, I can count to 100 really fast. You ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 300.
No, you're saying 1, 2, 300.
1, 2, 300.
No, you're just speeding through 1, 2, 300.
1, 2, 100.
You're missing most of the number.
1, 2, 100.
What? 1, 200, that's what you said.
100.
You're just saying 100. 100. You're just saying 100 now, it's nothing.
Oh, wait, how about fastest saying 100?
No.
100.
No, you,
100.
It's, you're not even saying it that fast. You're just making noises. You're just yelling at me. Okay, we're gonna move on to something else now.
100.
Stop.
100.
Stop.
100.
Stop it.
100.
Stop. Try to break a record in here somewhere, okay? Just look around.
Okay, ooh, Chef PP left the bread out. How about fastest time putting the bread back in the pantry?
What? No, you're just doing chores at this point. This isn't a record.
How fast is that?
I didn't time it because it's not a record.
Okay, so I have that record. So I have like 3 records now.
What? No.
Ooh, how about loudest cabinet slam?
What are you talking about? What? No.
That was loud.
Yeah, it was. It was just annoying.
Okay, so I got that record.
No.
Ooh, how about longest time sitting in the microwave?
What?
Oh, yeah, watch this.
What are you doing? Get out of there.
No, I'm breaking the record.
No, this isn't a record.
Is it in the book?
No.
See, look, I'm the first one to do it, so I just set another record.
It's not in the book because it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, watch this. Loudest microwave door slam.
No, you can't just...
That was loud.
You're just slamming things and calling it a record.
Ooh, most paper towels wasted.
Well, now my kids already got that one.
I'm doing it more.
No, not.
That's a lot of paper towels wasted.
Yeah.
Okay, so put that in the record book.
I'm not doing it.
Ooh, how about biggest brain freeze?
I don't even know how to measure that.
Let me go get the ice cream.
What?
All right, mister. I got a big old bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, that's a bowl of ice cream.
Is it the world's biggest bowl of ice cream?
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to get the world's biggest brain freeze. I'm going to break that record.
But how am I going to tell how big your brain freeze is?
Based on how loud I scream, because of how much pain I'm in from the brain freeze, I'm going to scream really loud, and that's how you're going to measure it. And you're also going to give me the record for the loudest scream.
Okay, whatever.
And I'm also going to eat ice cream with a fork, so I get the world record for the first person to eat ice cream with a fork.
Okay, you're definitely not the first person to do that.
And then I have this big bag of gummy bears. So look, watch this. most gummy bears on an ice cream.
No, you're just making a gummy bear mess.
That's a lot of gummy bears.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and also, fastest time counting all the gummy bears on my ice cream. 1, 2, 300.
No.
1, 2, 300.
No, 100. Stop. Okay, just stop it. You are not going to break any world records, okay? You're too young, and you're really stupid, okay? I don't think this is going to happen.
Am I the stupidest person in the world? Is that a world record?
No. You're just stupid, okay? You're rock stupid. Maybe when you're older, and you're more mature, and you're less stupid, maybe you could break a world record. But for now, it's not happening. Sorry.
But I guess Chef PB was right. I'll never break a world record. Wait a minute. I got an idea! Mr. Wait!
Waste of my damn time.
Hey, Mr. Please don't leave yet!
No, you just wasted my entire day trying to break world record.
No, I promise I have one more world record and I know I can break it. You just have to give me 2 minutes.
You have 2 minutes, no more, no less.
No, come on. Okay, mister. Just stand right here and give me 2 minutes. I'm gonna break the world's biggest record.
Okay, you have 2 minutes.
Okay. All the gummy bears. Okay, yes. I'm gonna make the coolest thing ever.
Around there. You only have like a minute now, and all you're doing is picking up gummy bears.
Well, just turn around. Stop watching.
Fine.
Okay, that should do. Chef PB does this all the time. And I'm going to make the coolest thing ever. Okay, mister, just 30 more seconds.
Okay, you have 30 seconds. 1, Mississippi. 2, Mississippi. Or would you prefer 1, 2, 30?
Come on. Hurry up. It's done! Hey, mister, it's done!
Alright, what'd you do?
Alright, check this out.
Well, no. Not loudest oven door slam.
Wait, that's not right.
Ow. Move it. Ow.
I'm so sorry.
Ouch.
God. Oh, no. Check this out. I made the world's biggest gummy bear.
Whoa, kid, you made that damn thing?
Yeah, I did. The world's biggest gummy bear, right?
Wow, how did you do this?
I smashed together a bunch of little gummy bears, and I made the world's biggest gummy bear.
I don't really see how that's possible, but kid, you did it. This is a world record.
I set a world record?
Yeah.
I set a world record! So I'm going to be in the book?
You're going to be in the book.
Oh, really? So I get my picture in and everything?
Yeah, I'll take your picture.
Oh, okay. Take my picture with it.
Okay, got it. Great!
Oh my God, I'm gonna be in the book?
Yeah, I'll get you the book real soon.
I'm gonna go rub it in Chef Pee-Pee's face!
Oh man, I can finally relax.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee!
Julia, what do you want? I'm trying to relax.
Turn to page 57.
57? For what?
I want you to see something.
Wait, Julia, is that you?
Yeah, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records.
So wait, you did this? You actually cooked this?
Yeah, I set a world record. I made the world's biggest gummy bear.
Well, you must get your cooking skills from me. Especially if you're breaking records.
I just smashed a bunch of gummy bears. It had nothing to do with you.
Oh, wow. Well, you actually did it. You proved me wrong, Junior.
Yeah, I set a world record. So hold up your end of the deal.
Huh?
Admit you're gay.
I'm not gay, Junior!
Jeffy, stop playing that.
You stop playing that!
I'm not the one playing it! Ow!
Marvin, he's just making music.
Well, I want to watch TV, so go play that somewhere else.
Why would you stop playing that beautiful music?
Jeffy, go!
Alright,
Marvin, the mayor election is starting.
Hello and welcome to the mayoral debate. I'm Steve Salberger, and today we have a debate between two twin brothers who are running for mayor. Tuna Fish Terry and Pistachio Pete. Who will win? Let's find out. Our first question is for Tuna Fish Terry. What would you put in the school lunches to make them healthier?
Well, if I was mayor, first thing I'd do is I'd put tuna fish in all the vending machines up in school, and in every plate go have tuna fish on it.
Very interesting. Pistachio Pete, what would you put in the school lunches to make them healthier?
Pistachio, good source of protein. I think every kid eats pistachio, better little dinner than pistachio, every plate, 100 votes, one of my favorite. Ain't no shell on those.
Tuna fish got more protein in it than in there, Pete the Cheetos. Goddamn tuna fish, eat pistachio, vegetarian. Screw you and your vegetarian.
liberal shit.
Gentlemen, calm down. This is not a shouting match. Okay, next question. Pistachio Pete, there are a lot of potholes in the roads. What would you do to fill in those potholes?
I'd fill that some bitch with pistachios and roast smooth butter.
Tuna Fish Terry, what would you do to fix our pothole problem in town?
I'd put a can of tuna fish in that pothole and run over that some bitch.
Next question. Tuna Fish Terry, what would you do to lower taxes in our city?
I believe that all tuna fish is going to be tax-free. You ain't going to pay no tax on no tuna fish, I guarantee it.
Pistachio Pete, how would you lower taxes?
Her tax on tuna fish, no tax on pistachio. No, I ain't did the damn thing. You can't raise tax on my tuna fish. Hell wrong with you? No one even like goddamn tuna fish. Everybody like pistachio. Everyone loves tuna fish. It's the chicken of the sea. Ain't no one know how to say that piece of chill shit.
Gentlemen, please stop arguing. Well, that does it for the mayoral debate. Make sure you go out in the next few days to vote on who gets to be our new city mayor.
Pistachio Pete has my vote, Marvin. He's a vegetarian.
But Tuna Fish Terry is clearly better.
I can't understand a single word that man says.
He speaks very clearly, baby. You have to get your ears checked.
Well, I eat pistachios every single day, Marvin. They're healthy for you.
I'd rather have a tuna fish sandwich. Oh, you just don't get it. Tuna Fish Terry's for the people, and Pistachio Pete is selfish.
All right, class, so today we're going to be eating lunch in the classroom because the cafeteria got a sewage leak. So the lunch lady's going to be coming around and passing out your slop.
All right, kids, here's your breadless sloppy chunks. Some for you.
Oh, that's so gross.
And some for you. And some for you.
Ooh, yummy.
Oh, this is so gross.
But guys, if you don't want to eat it, I'll eat it.
You're actually going to eat that, Joseph?
Dude, food is food. You'll eat anything if you're poor.
All right, Krauss, make sure you eat all your food and don't make a mess. I don't want any stains on my carpet.
Damn, Joseph, slow down. I haven't eaten in 3 days, dude. Not everybody has a family like you or a mom that cooks for them every night. Give me your food. Okay, jeez, yeah.
I wish we had better school lunches.
Brass, I have an announcement to make. We have a special guest today. It's Tuna Fish Terry coming to talk to you guys about his mayoral campaign. So listen.
Huh?
Oh my god, Tuna Fish Terry, I love him. He's for the people.
Oh my god, Tuna Fish Terry, no way!
Burn everyone, get up! My name's Tuna Fish Terry, and I'm running for mayor. And I can tell all you out there ain't like that school lunch that you be having right now. So if you tell your parents to vote for me for mayor, then I'll make sure that you got Tuna Fish to say that shit that you eat right there. Thank you.
He's got my vote.
I want Tuna Fish for lunch every day.
Yeah, Tuna Fish would be awesome.
Now hold on, class. We have one more guest speaker that wants to talk to you. It's Pistachio Pete, and he's also running for mayor.
Now, no, that's it. You just heard about Tuna Fish. Tuna Fish is broke. Tuna Fish is busy. You know where that fish is? Pistachio's where it at. Pistachio's on the list. I promise you vote for me as mayor, I'll get you a handful of pistachios every day for lunch. Thank you.
Thank you, Pistachio Pete. All right, class, now go home and tell your parents who you want to be mayor.
Boo! Pistachio Pete sucks!
Hey, Pistachio Pete is way better than Tuna Fish Terry. He's vegetarian and pro-environment.
Yeah, why don't you ask where those 10 million missing pistachios went, huh? Yeah, 10 million pistachios don't just disappear overnight.
Yeah, Penelope, and ask him what happened to those pistachio secret files. You know, he shredded them before the FBI came. What were in those files, Penelope?
They're full of nutrients, Junior.
No, his pistachios are full of El Chapo's coke. Come on, guys. Let's go to my house and make sure Tuna Fish Terry wins.
Okay, yeah, dude.
Okay, guys. We have to find a way to guarantee that Tuna Fish Terry will win mayor, because I don't want to eat pistachios every day for lunch.
Yeah, I'd much rather eat tuna fish.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Okay, Cody, check and see who's winning the election.
Okay. Oh, no. It looks like Pistachio Pete has a small lead over Tuna Fish Terry.
How?
Well, people like that pistachios are vegetarian. They think eating tuna is cruel because you're killing fish.
Well, Jesus ate fish.
Facts.
Yeah, that's true.
And fish is better. Okay, look, we have to find a way to make Tuna Fish Terry relevant with the kids. You know, to get the kids to vote for him.
Ooh, what if he made a rap song?
Oh, yeah, if Tuna Fish Terry made a rap song, everyone could relate to it. They'd be like, ooh, he's hip, he's hop, he's full of rap. So, yeah, Cody, go get Tuna Fish Terry.
But go get him?
Yeah, go get him. Tell him you want to talk about Tuna Fish. He'll come over and we can tell him about our idea.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'd try. Okay, guys, I found him.
You want to invest in Tuna Fish?
He thinks we want to invest in Tuna Fish.
No, we don't want to invest in Tuna Fish.
You want to sell Tuna Fish?
No, we don't want to sell Tuna Fish.
We want to help you win mayor.
Ah.
Really? Well, that was easy.
So we thought if we made you a music video and a rap song, you'd be more relevant to kids and get more votes.
Tuna Fish!
Was that a question?
Yes.
Tuna Fish!
So you want to make a music video and a rap song?
There gonna be Tuna Fish in it?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, that's who you are.
Alright, Tuna Fish.
All right, let's record the song and make the music video.
Yeah, let's do this. All right, dude, I found a beat. Now all we have to do is write the song.
All right, Tuna Fish Terry, tell us some stuff about yourself so we can put it in the song.
Well, my name's Tuna Fish Terry, and I rent a charter boat about 4 or 5 days a week, so I go tuna fish fishing. I love fishing my fair fish, and then I got $2. $1 is allergic to tuna fish, the other $1 don't like tuna fish, and I got a wife, she got diabetes, and she lost one of her foot and one of her pinky toes, and then I ain't even wear shoes because I got ingrown toenails and it hurt my feet.
All right, dude, I think I just write the song.
Yeah, you just write it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Toothfish Terry. Just going down the store and get some of that there toothfish. I'm running for mayor, so make sure you vote. Tuna fit, tuna fit. I love some tuna fit, tuna fit, tuna fit. I'll sell some tuna fit, tuna fit, tuna fit. Bitch, smell like tuna fit, tuna fit, tuna fit. I need some tuna fit, Tuna Fit Terry. I'm so hairy. Get on the boat, I call it a ferry. Fish for fish, I call it tuna. Going fishing is good afternoon. Fry it, make it fillet, I eat it. Tuna Fit Terry, nothing can beat it. Mayor, shit's too easy. Vote for me, bitch. My brother is sleazy. I'm Tuna Fish Terry. Now, prove this message.
So, Tuna Fish Terry, what do you think about the music video?
Need more tuna fish.
I think it has exactly the right amount of tuna fish.
And that hot girl was dancing on you?
Yeah, coochie smell like tuna fish.
Okay.
I think it's ready to go on air.
Computer can fly?
No, like it's ready to go on TV.
Nah, you got a pisser? I got a shit.
What'd he say?
He asked if you had a pisser, but then he said he had to poop.
It's down the hallway.
Don't touch my tuna fish. It'll bite your finger off.
What? He said the tuna fish will bite our finger off, but it's already dead. Guys, are you sure we really want this guy to be mayor?
Do you
want to
eat pistachios every day for lunch?
No, I forgot.
Honk, 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 honk the news!
Breaking news, okay? Pistachio Pete has been assassinated while eating pistachios on his back porch.
What? Pistachio Pete was assassinated?
That means Tuna Fish Terry wins! Yay!
But guys, it's still sad. Nobody should be assassinated over pistachios.
Hey, you can't see Tuna Fish Terry?
Oh, the cops! No.
Oh, yeah? Then whose tuna fish is this?
Terry's.
Why did you lie to me?
I don't know. Just every time I see cops, I reach for stuff really fast and lie.
That's a really bad habit to have, kid.
Yeah. Why are you looking for Tuna Fish Terry?
Well, his brother, Pistachio Pete, was assassinated, so it would only make sense that Tuna Fish Terry be the one to do it so he could be mayor.
Well, Tuna Fish Terry couldn't have done it, because he's been in my bathroom the whole time.
Junior, stop. Junior, stop.
Officer, tell him to stop. Yeah, kid, could you knock that off?
Tuna Fish Terry couldn't have done it. He's been in my bathroom the whole time.
Have you seen him the whole time?
No.
Aha, uh-huh. So he could have done it. I'm gonna go grab him.
Okay, guy, just go in there and arrest him. You've done this before. No good cop, just bad cop.
Aha!
Oh, you got me, my tuna fish.
Why are you eating tuna fish in the bathroom?
Eat good.
Okay, well, you're under arrest for the murder of your brother.
Which one down?
Pistachio Pete.
Aw, good riddance.
Yeah, okay, you're under arrest. Come on.
I ain't do nothing.
Guys, Tuna Fish Terry just got arrested.
No, not my boy Terry.
But he couldn't have assassinated Pistachio Pete. He was eating tuna fish in the bathroom the whole time.
We gotta do something.
Guys, the news. The news.
Breaking news. Since Pistachio Pete was assassinated, his other brother, Gumbo Gary, has joined the race for mayor. Even breaking or more news, we just got word that Tuna Fish Terry has been arrested as a suspect in the murder of Pistachio Pete, leaving Gumbo Gary the only person in the race for mayor.
Gumbo Gary?
Well, he has my vote. I do like Gumbo.
Guys, something really weird's going on. Don't you think it's weird that a third brother named Gumbo Gary comes out of nowhere right when Pistachio Pete got assassinated and Tuna Fish Terry gets blamed for the murder?
Yeah, that is pretty suspicious.
I really wish I could find out who really killed Pistachio Pete. If I could ask God any question, it'd be who really killed Pistachio Pete.
Hey.
God?
Yeah, I'm here to answer your questions. I'll give you one question each. No matter what it is, I'll answer it.
Ooh, did dinosaurs really exist?
Yeah. Go to a museum.
Sick.
Joseph, what a dumb question. Obviously dinosaurs exist.
Dude, I needed to know.
All right, God. My question's a conspiracy theory. Did we really go to the moon? Like, did Lance Armstrong really land on the moon?
Lance Armstrong rode bikes and he cheated, but he didn't go to the moon.
No, did Neil Armstrong go?
Sorry, that was your one question.
God damn it!
My one question is, in Horton Hears a Who, are those the same Whos from The Grinch? Don't answer that. Sorry, I mean, because they obviously are, right? Like, they are.
Tony!
don't answer. So my real question is, who killed Pistachio Pete?
Oh, that was Gumbo Gary.
But why?
Well, he wanted to kill Pistachio Pete and frame Tuna Fish Terry so that he could become mayor himself.
Oh my god, can you tell the cops that?
No.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why?
Well, I work in mysterious ways. You tell people that.
All right, guys, we have to get Gumbo Gary here and get him to admit the murder while we record it, and then we can show the cops and free Tuna Fish Terry, and we can have tuna for lunch every day.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Go get Gumbo Gary.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll go. Okay, I got Gumbo Gary.
Hey, what's all this tuna fish doing here? You should be eating gumbo.
Well, that's why we wanted you to come here. We want some gumbo.
Okay, hey, are you taking a picture of me?
No.
Cody's a big fan of you, and he wants a picture with you.
Okay, come on in close.
You smell like gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, Gumbo Gary, what do you think about pistachios?
I hate them.
Oh, what do you think about Pistachio Pete?
No, I killed him.
Whoa! Whoa.
Why'd you kill him?
Yep, I killed my brother Pistachio Pete. That way I could frame my other brother, Tuna Fish Terry, and win the election.
Did you get that?
Dude, it wasn't recording.
Recording? You better not be recording that I said I killed my brother Pistachio Pete. That way I could frame my other brother Tuna Fish Terry to win the election.
Dang, dude, my phone went dead.
You use my phone, Joseph.
I got you.
Wait, can you say what you just said again?
You want me speaking this thing so it's more clear?
Yeah.
All right, clear your ears out. I killed my brother Pistachio Pete to frame my other brother Tuna Fish Terry. That way I could win the election.
You got it?
Yeah, I totally got it that time.
Oh. Well, can you go get us some gumbo?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was easy. This family is stupid.
Well, let's go tell the cops.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how you call me.
Well, we got some pretty hard evidence. Thanks, kids.
So, Cody, now that Gumbo Gary's arrested and Tuna Fish Terry's free, you think he's going to win the election?
I don't know. Let's go see the news. Junior, turn on the TV. Turn on the TV.
Breaking news, UK! Tuna Fish Terry has won the election and is now mayor. Congratulations to the new mayor.
Tuna Fish Terry wins!
Yeah! We can have tuna fish every single day! Let's, Cody, stop trying to kiss me!
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were having a moment.
Hey, boys, I just want to come by and say thank you for saving my tuna fish and clearing my name so I can win mayor.
Anything for you, Tuna Fish Terry.
Yeah, you boys want some tuna fish? I got a tuna fish fresh this morning. It's so good right there. I rented out me a charter boat. I went out there. I went fishing. I caught me lots of fish, and then I caught me a tuna fish, and I was out there, and I flayed that bitch right there on that boat. And then when I was on that boat, I was like, hey, get back up in this boat, fish.
Another successful Christmas.
Woo! What do we do now, Santa?
Well, I got one more job for you, okay? I need you to watch the door while Santa opens his present, okay?
Well, what are you talking about, Santa?
Well, meet Naughty Claus.
You talking about Krampus?
I'm getting ready to get a cramp in this puss.
Oh, shit. Okay, Santa.
Now, you guys watch the door for Mrs. Claus while I cheat.
Okay. What do you guys think Santa's doing?
I don't know, but I want to take a look.
We can't look. He said to watch the door.
Just one piece. Come on. Oh, shit. He's going crazy.
Go, Santa, go!
Wait. If we're all watching Santa, who's watching the door?
Santa? Are you still working after Christmas?
Santa, it's Mrs. Claus.
Hiya!
Oh, shit.
Santa, what are you doing in here?
Well, I'm having the end of the year meeting with the elves, so get out.
Santa, is that a brassiere on your knee?
Yeah, you know I wear a bra.
With little cherries on the nipples?
Well, yeah, that's in case somebody sees. It's real festive.
Isn't that a little small for you, dear?
Well, no, I'm still trying to find my size.
And what is that on your other knee? Is that a thong?
You know Santa can't wear boxers. I gotta wear a thong. It's too hot out there. Tell him, elves.
Yeah, Santa, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, this is.
Santa, is that a kissy mark on your cheek there?
That was Pepper. Tell her, Pepper.
Yeah, I smoked some.
Pepper, you know what happens when you lie.
Thank me, Mommy.
Oh, you're hopeless, Pepper. Santa, you better not be cheating.
Oh, I would never cheat on you.
Then why are there painted toes underneath your bag?
Oh. Fuck.
you gonna be mad for?
Barney, you faked your death to get out of spending time with your family on Christmas.
Well, it wasn't to get away from you. It was to get away from everybody.
You didn't want to eat my peppermint lasagna.
Yeah, that too. But look, Christmas is over, okay? Can't we just move past it?
Barney, your daughter is gonna need therapy.
Oh, why? Because she didn't get a car for Christmas? How ungrateful.
No, Barney, because her father faked his death.
Oh, yeah, that part.
And you're gonna pay for couples counseling while you're at it, Barney, because you're gonna need it.
Who's at the door? I hope it's a pizza. Karen, did you order pizza?
No, Boynie. We have leftover peppermint lasagna.
Okay, well, I'm not eating that. But is there any world in which you ordered a pizza to surprise me because you're so happy I'm alive?
No!
Fine, I'll answer it anyway. Hello? What, Santa?
Yeah.
Who's this guy, Santa?
Yeah, Santa, who is he?
He's an old friend.
Look, Santa, what are you doing here?
Well, Mrs. Claus caught me cheating with her.
He was going crazy in it.
Yeah, I was. And they covered for me, so she kicked us all out of the North Pole.
Oh, that really sucks, Santa. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we don't have any place to stay.
Oh, well, there's a hotel a few miles that way. I'll call you an Uber if you want.
Well, I figured we could just hang out here since we're best buds.
Oh, no, I don't have room for all you guys.
Well, you remember I did that drive-by with you and I did take the fall.
Okay, yeah, I thought we weren't going to mention that ever again. I don't think I can help you out, Santa. I think my wife's not going to be too happy. Santa?
Come on the naughty list.
Yeah.
Your daughter.
Your daughter. She's going to be on the naughty list, okay? And if she has kids, she's going to be on the naughty list. And if she has kids, they're going to be on the naughty list.
Why are you going to drag my daughter into this? Fuck it. Fine. Okay. But you can only spend the night one night on the couch.
All right, guys, he said yes!
Yeah! Who was at the door, Boynie?
Karen, you're not going to be happy.
I'm already not happy, Boynie.
Well, Santa and his elves and his side piece need to spend the night.
Boynie, I thought you were never going to let Santa stay here again.
Well, normally I wouldn't, but he's blackmailing us. He says he's going to put Penelope on the naughty list forever if we don't let him.
That's a naughty Santa.
Yeah, well, we did do a murder together.
What the fuck? Hulu with ads? You broke fucks!
What a nice house guest.
Well, actually, I like the commercials because it gives me time to take a potty break or get a little snack.
You can always pause it. Okay.
Santa, we should watch Skinamax.
Yeah.
Well, that's pay-per-view. You're charging my card. Whatever. Okay, you guys can sleep on the couch. Me and Karen are going to bed.
Ooh, can I watch?
No. Santa, keep him the fuck away from us.
Good night.
Okay, Karen, it's just one night.
You promise, Boynie?
Yeah, I just need to take a quick shower before bed.
Hurry up, Boynie. Mama needs some loving.
I'm gonna take a really long shower, so hopefully Karen falls asleep. What's that? Why is the shower making that noise? Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, my God, it's so hot.
Get the fuck out of here! Don't take pictures! Go! Get the fuck out of here! What's wrong with you? Why did you let an elf in the bathroom when I was trying to take a shower?
I didn't!
Then how did he get in there?
I don't know.
What is that noise? What? Karen, they're in the air vents. They're like rats! Okay, that's it. I gotta talk to Santa.
No, Boynie. Calm down. It's just for one night. And look, you're already naked. Let's get it on.
Yeah, let's get it on!
No, you get the fuck out of my bed!
I thought I could sleep here.
I said the couch, the couch!
But I always sleep in the bed with Santa.
Well, I'm not Santa.
Well, there's enough room for me and Pepper.
Who is Pepper?
Who I am.
No, I don't like you. You took pictures of me naked. No, get the fuck out of here. Everybody get out of here. Not you, Karen.
Can I have a kiss before I go?
No, stay away from me. That's it. I am talking to Santa.
Well, it could just be me and you, sweetheart.
Santa, I need to have a word with you.
Oh, God. No, Santa, not on my couch. Oh, Jesus, now I'm going to have to sell that or burn it. Santa, when you're done, just come talk to me in the kitchen.
Okay. What's up, Brooklyn?
Well, listen, Santa, I know you're in a tight spot, but I really...
I was in a tight spot till you interrupted me.
Sorry, I need you to get the fuck out of my house.
Why?
Well, things aren't really working out like I was hoping. Okay. No, that's fine. Just help yourself. That's cool. That was my last fucking beer.
Okay.
Well, listen, Santa, I think I really need you to go. Your elves have been harassing me and my wife.
But they like it here.
No, I can tell they like it. They've been crawling through my air vents.
Yeah, they think it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay, well, it's not Chuck E. Cheese. It's my house, okay? And they've been here 5 minutes, and they've already infested the place. I think I might have to fumigate after this.
Do you have any stain remover?
Oh, don't even worry about it. I'm throwing the whole couch away.
Think like yogurt.
No, it doesn't matter. It's all going in the trash.
Well, we're sleeping there tonight.
Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you made your mess.
But that's disgusting.
That's you. You did that. That's you on the couch.
Santa, yeah, she is a little messy.
Yeah, thank you for doing that on my couch. Santa, I just really need you to go.
But we'll be out by the end of January.
The end of January? No, Santa, you said this was a one-night deal.
Okay.
Okay, listen, my point, Santa, is that I need you to leave.
That's not gonna happen.
What the fuck? Okay, if Santa gets arrested, he could spend the night in jail and not at my house. Hey, Santa, I ever tell you about this guy I hate, Christmas Lights Larry?
Who's that?
Oh, let me tell you about him. So back in high school, there was this kid named Christmas Lights Larry, and he was obsessed with Christmas lights. He had Christmas lights wrapped all around his body, his shoes, even his hat and his backpack had Christmas lights on them. His locker at school was covered in Christmas lights. His car that he drove to school was covered in Christmas lights. His parents' house would win best Christmas lights every single year. And it wasn't just during Christmas time either. All year long, he was covered in Christmas lights. He would always lose at hide and seek. He would piss people off at the movie theaters because he was so bright. And this one time, I had front row tickets to a Michael Jackson concert, and I had the whole outfit on. The hat, the shiny glove, I made the super cool poster that I wanted Michael Jackson to sign, and I just knew he was going to notice me and take me to his Neverland Ranch. But, it turns out, Christmas Lights Larry also had front row seats, and Michael Jackson immediately saw him because of all the Christmas lights and chose him instead. I was devastated. Christmas Lights Larry got to go to the Neverland Ranch with Michael Jackson, and he took so many cool pictures and bragged about it at school. I was so fucking mad, and I've been plotting my revenge ever since. Santa? Santa! Hey, hey, buddy. Hey.
Huh?
Did you hear my story at all?
No.
Okay, well, there's this guy I hate. He's covered in Christmas lights. Let's go cut his Christmas lights.
Fuck him.
Yes, my thoughts exactly. Come on. Well, this is Christmas Light Larry's house.
Well, what gave that away?
Yeah, he's a fucking dickhead. Look at all his lights. Thinks he's better than everybody else. I bet his neighbors can't even sleep because of how bright his house is. All right, so just, I need you to go up there and just cut the power to all his lights.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, yeah, go quick before somebody sees us.
Fuck you, Candy Cane.
We got half of them.
I did it!
Well, those are still on, but fuck it. This, we got them. Let's go.
Hey! Who cut my Christmas lights? I know they're off. Fuck you!
Oh, he's mad. He's mad. Fuck you, Larry.
I'm gonna get you guys.
We fucked them Christmas lights up!
Yeah, you sure did, Santa.
All right, Santa Freeze, you're under arrest.
What am I being arrested for?
For cutting Christmas Light Larry's Christmas lights. You know the children's hospital likes to look at those lights. It gives them hope.
Fuck them.
All right, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest.
Brookie, help me out, man.
Oh, sorry, Santa. I'm off duty right now, and that's the police chief. I probably shouldn't talk back to him. Hey, Chief, I think some of his elves are in my air vents.
Well, did they help cut the Christmas lights?
Well, Santa, they do whatever you tell them to, right?
Yeah, they do.
You heard that, right, Chief?
All right, elves, you're under arrest, too. Come on.
We got your back, Santa.
Yeah, we won't let anyone mess with you in prison.
Yeah.
Okay, have fun in jail, Santa.
Fuck 12.
Oh, thank God the fucking... Karen, I got him out.
No, you didn't, Boynie. She's still here.
Oh, well, can't she stay till the end of January? She has nowhere else to go.
Boynie, get her out of my house.
Fine. Go.
All right, class. Tonight, we are going to be having a sparring beat. So make sure you go home and study your words. Because the first place winner is gonna get the prestigious Golden Bee Award. And then the second place winner is gonna get the crappy little Silver Bee Award. So go home and study your words!
Spelling Bee? Ugh, I suck at spelling.
Yeah, me too, dude.
I'm going to win the Spelling Bee this year! I have to!
Calm down, Cody.
Yeah, it's not that serious, bro.
Well, it's just that every year I always come in second place because I lose to Beasley Spellington.
Who's Beasley Spellington?
Beasley Spellington is the Spelling Bee. He's won every year for the past 5 years. Oh, God, here he comes now.
Hello, Cody.
What do you want, Beasley?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be the Spelling Bee champion. I'm going to beat your ass at spelling.
Wow, what a douche.
I know, right? I hate that guy.
So he's won every year?
Yeah, he always gets the golden bee, and I'm stuck in second place with the stupid little silver bee. But this year, I'm gonna win for sure, because I have this.
Wait, what's that, Cody?
That's spelling steroids, and I've been taking it every day for the last week, so I can spell any word. Go ahead, try me, Junior. Give me a word.
Spell, onomatopoeia.
Okay, onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Yeah. I just really hope they don't drug test us this time.
Oh, crap, I forgot to mention. Since there's been a lot of cheating in the Spelling Bee tournaments, I'm going to need you to come up here and pee in one of these little cups so I can test you for spelling steroids, okay?
Oh, no! Junior, they're going to drug test us.
What's that mean?
Well, that means they're going to test my pee, and then they're going to find out that I've been using spelling steroids, and I'll get disqualified, and I won't be able to beat Beasley Spellington.
That sucks, Cody.
Yes, it does suck, Junior. Okay, I need somebody else's pee. Junior, I need a huge favor from you. And I know I ask this all the time, but this time I really mean it.
What's the favor?
I need you to pee in my mouth.
Ew, Cody, no!
No, look, it'll be really quick. I'll just, like, open up my mouth, you take, like, a little tinkle in my mouth, and then I'll hold your pee in my mouth until they test me, and instead of peeing in the cup, I'll just spit your pee in the cup, because you haven't been taking spelling steroids.
That's gross, Cody!
Oh, come on, Junior, please!
So who wants to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, you want to go first?
Mm-hmm. Gross, dude.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cody, I know you're super smart and you have no reason to cheat, but I still need you to take this cup and go pee in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I swallowed Junior's pee. I swallowed it.
What? Why is Junior's pee in your mouth?
I don't know. Joseph, come pee in my mouth.
No, dude.
What are you talking about?
Junior, do you have to pee again?
No.
Get you like a bottle of water or something.
Okay, all right, hold on, Crass. I think you're all confused. You're not supposed to be peeing in each other's mouth. You're just supposed to pee in the cup.
Well, guys, I got disqualified for using spelling steroids.
That sucks, Cody.
Yeah, so I guess we're just going to have to watch Beasley Spellington go home with another golden bee.
Ew, Cody, your breath still smells like my pee.
Guys, this is serious. Beasley Spellington's going to win again.
Well, me and Joseph can try to beat him in the spelling bee.
Come on, you guys can't spell.
We could try.
Okay, fine. Spell possum, then.
Possum's easy. P-O-S.
Nope.
P-O-S.
Nope.
Sounds right to me, dude.
P-O-S.
Nope, that's wrong.
P-O.
Nope.
P?
Nope.
What?
Nope, no P.
Wait, does it start with a P?
No, it doesn't.
A?
No.
B?
Nope.
C?
Nope.
D?
Nope.
E?
Nope.
F?
Nope.
G?
Nope.
H? I? J? K? L? M? N? O?
Yes.
What? O?
Starts with an O.
It does not start with an O.
That's crazy.
Spell it.
O-P-O-S.
No, that's not right at all.
It has a silent O.
A silent O?
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, spell cat.
C-A?
Nope.
What?
It's O-C-A-T.
What? No way.
There's a silent O. Hey, Cody, spell your name.
C-O.
Nope. O-C-O-D-Y. Hey, Cody, spell pool.
Wait, no.
P-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-L. All those O's are silent.
See, Junior, this is why you're not going to be in the spelling bee.
Well, I don't want to be in the dumb spelling bee if that's how people spell.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Yeah, I'm going to kill Beasley Spellington. Yeah, I'm going to break his kneecaps. I'm going to break all six of his little bee kneecaps, and then I'm going to beat him to death with a crowbar. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Cody, I have a different idea. What if we put a little microphone in my ear, and I go to the spelling bee, and you give me all the answers?
Yeah, that could work. And then afterward, we beat Beasley Spellington to death with a crowbar.
What? No. We win the Golden Bee Award, and we're all happy.
Yeah, okay. And then we celebrate by beating Beasley Spellington to death with a crowbar.
No. How about we just try winning it first?